And two, rolling to his right, looking to throw. Krabowska underneath. The ball is picked off, and this is going to be a defensive touchdown for Gibbon. And taking it in is Garrett Stroh. Stroh jumped the route. He's going to return it 36 yards for a Gibbon touchdown.
Tonight, the C2 State playoffs kick off in David City as the Aquinas Monarchs host the Gibbon Buffaloes. High school football on KKPR is brought to you by the Clatskin Sports Club.
Snell takes it, and he rolls to his right, wants to run it, makes a man miss, looks for a block, heads to the end zone, and stretches the ball across the goal line for the touchdown. Braden Snell with his second touchdown rushing.
Both teams went 8-1 in the regular season, but have very different playoff histories. Gibbon is looking for their first postseason win since 1989, while Aquinas has advanced to the last three state finals, winning two championships. It's the Buffaloes and Monarchs coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to David City with Class Kid Sports' Doug Dude and Larry Baker. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from David City. It's time for Friday Night Football, the best kind of Friday Night Football, playoff football in Nebraska. Doug Duda, Larry Baker, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, glad to have you along with us for Gibbon Buffalo Aquinas Monarch Football. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or New Tech Seed dealer near you. Unlike yesterday, not a lot of football going on early today. With Friday nights, even the teams that have to travel, they're not too worried about it. Let's give you a quick look at the scores here that have been taking place. Millard and Elkhorn playing doubleheaders today. Millard North, the number 2 seed in A, all over Bellevue East, 62-27. That game is in the fourth quarter. They're underway in McCook. The Bison are on the board. The 3 seed lead Omaha Gross, 7-0. The first time an Omaha school, and you can see why, has ever played out at McCook, and that is the case here. York sees their season come to an end. Great game with Elkhorn. Elkhorn 27, York 24. Of course, the Dukes, the story of the year the last couple of years in the playoffs, made it all the way to the state finals last year and then had the turnover bug bite them in that championship. And for the first time since Glenn Snodgrass has gotten them back in the playoffs, they will fall in the first round here today. And, of course, that big win they had over Scott's Bluff a couple of years ago. Don't forget that Aurora's out there tonight. And already underway on ESPN, 1460 and 1550, Kearney Catholic is hosting Boys Town. No score yet as they are late in the first quarter. Also today, Norfolk Catholic beats Falls City by a score of 35-6. So that's what's going on with those classes. And in one other C2 game, Fillmore Central in the second quarter leads Oakland Craig 12-7. Six-man playoffs today. It was Sioux County over Hayes Center, 61-29. How about this one? Riverside, 70. Defending state champion Silver Lake, 60 in six-man action tonight. And Spalding Academy in the first quarter leads Wilcox Hildreth 20-6. Spalding Academy is the number one team. We'll be hearing from the coaches, Ron Mimick of Aquinas and Mark McLaughlin of Gibbon, but Larry Baker, quick assessment before we head into those interviews. I'm almost felt guilty doing the interviews because Mark McLaughlin even knows that they are a big underdog here today, even though it says both teams are 8-1 and they both are 8-1. You have got so much tradition. 3 straight state finals, 5 straight state semifinals for Aquinas. Their only loss is by 3 to a Columbus SCOTUS team that's in the top 5 in C1. And folks from our area know that Aquinas has played Kearney Catholic, Sutton, and Donovan Trumbull in the state finals the last 3 years. For Gibbon, they haven't won a playoff game since 1989.
Right. And you know, the thing is about this that I kind of like is there's no question David City Aquinas is a machine. I mean, they've got tons of kids out. They'll run the same offense and same defense that Mimick has run for a really long time. They plug and play. And one of the cool things, I understand not on the same level. Mimick has, 5 or 6 state championships to his credit. But Mark McLaughlin has started to do that with Gibbon. Gibbon now in somewhat as a system. They've done a nice job. They're competitive every year. They don't have that awful year and the good year and the awful year. He's done a nice job, so we've got that thing on the rise. And I talked about it a little bit last night, Doug. I can assure you that there's nobody in a white uniform or the blue helmet tonight that is intimidated to play David City Aquinas. And many times, you know, we saw that a little bit last night. You know, it was great to see Ansley Litchfield, after what they'd been through, get to the playoffs last night. But when that thing started to go poorly, you kind of knew maybe how that was going to go. Gibbon's not coming here to play the Jolly Green Giant thinking that they don't belong. Again, we talked about it. They were in C1 last year. They're in the C1 playoffs. And they went and played the C1 David City Aquinas, if you will.
Yeah, three-time champion in Norfolk Catholic, and they hung. They were never threatening to win that ball game, but they hung in that ball game.
And I think
they have to tackle tonight.
No question, because, again, we talk about it, the system. David City Aquinas is going to line up and run the ball at you, and it's going to be a lot of misdirection. You're not going to know where the ball is. You have to be gap sound, play assignment football, and when you touch him, you have to tackle him or you'll be in trouble.
And there is a little bit more air game this year from Aquinas, and the reason is they don't have a dominant runner. They've always had three or four guys that'll get you 400 to 800 yards in a season. They don't have that. They still have a lot of guys, but nobody with that many yards.
No, and the thing is, and I was down on the field before we came on, Doug, and they've got a couple receivers that are tall receiver-type kids. And, again, Coach Mimick has been around long enough. He's going to coach to his kids. He's going to put them in the right spot. Gibbon does match up to that a little bit. They have a lot of athletes. They'll be able to cover guys down the field without question.
We're going to take a break here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, and when we come back, a word from the coaches, Ron Mimick of Aquinas and Mark McLaughlin of Gibbon. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
Friday Night Football Playoff Edition here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. The New Tech Seed pregame show rolls on with the head football coach at Aquinas and Ron Mimick. And, Coach, a yearly occurrence, sometimes more than once in the playoffs, because you guys have been so successful. You've played a lot of teams right here in our backyard. This time around, it's a new one in Gibbon, but your football team has continued to keep moving on, and that's somewhat of a shock that you guys have just not had a year where you've fallen off. So congratulations on that, and let's just start with the general question. How are you able to do it again this year?
You know, we graduated a fair amount of seniors, but we've had a nice nucleus to build around in terms of some of the skilled kids. We had a couple skilled kids back, an end or two back, and then a couple of backs back. So we lost 13 seniors, and 11-12 played a lot, but we had a little bit of nucleus everywhere. We're kind of a young team, much more like Gibbon, and we have 14-15 juniors, and we've also been very injury free, and that really is, we're a little thin this year. We don't play quite as many kids. We played about 20 some kids last year, and this year we're only playing about 15-16. We're thin, but we have not had injury, and that is probably one of the main reasons we've been playing so well, and we're still alive.
Five straight years semifinals, three straight years in the finals, were the runner-up last year. Is it just a thing where the kids don't want to be that group that doesn't keep it going?
Yeah, and I think there's truth in that. They want to be a team that's playing well and makes a run at it. And, you know, and there's a lot of schools, you know, that in certain sports they get a run in volleyball or boys basketball or football or whatever. You know, and they want to be the group that continues it. They have enough pride in the tradition that they want to be part of that. They were little boys when they were growing up, and they saw that you're pretty good, or in junior high, and so they want to be part of that. And that in itself makes it a lot easier. Complacency is something you guys kind of have to guard against. And like I tell the kids, tradition, you know, I've heard people put tradition never graduates. Well, it does graduate. You have to earn it every year. It is something that the group graduated. It's a new team. It's a new group of seniors. It's new dynamics. You got to find your way. And I think that helps us a little bit every year.
We're talking with Ron Mimick, head coach of Aquinas and the Monarchs, taking on Gibbon tonight. Coach, what do you do in the off season when you lose a group like you had that had made three consecutive state finals?
Well, people will be amazed. We don't go to any football camps as a team. We almost never have a kid go to a football camp as an individual unless they're interested in the college. You know, most of our kids compete in wrestling and wrestling or basketball in the winter. Not all of them. We'll probably have, we'll have about 45, 48 underclassmen coming back next year, and probably 35 to 40 of them will be for a winter sport. And then in the spring, they all go off for track. I'm the track coach, and they just go out, and then they all may not be tracksters, but if they can't find an event they compete in, they run our sprinters workout, and then they do our core work and our mobility, flexibility work. So, and we don't pick a football up until the summer, and that's when we just work with our kickers and quarterbacks. We really don't. We probably are at the far end the other way of not doing a lot except the kids compete in other sports. And then in the summer, we lift weights and we do agility drills and we pick a football up maybe in middle of July with our quarterbacks. And that's about what we do.
I know a lot of people that would say hear to that philosophy, and it's definitely working for you guys. We're talking with Ron Mimick of Aquinas here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Coach, when I look at the stats, they really don't look any different than the last 5 years. You've got a ton of kids that can run the ball. You want to run the ball. When you do put the ball in the air, which has only been 74 times this year, you're very successful. Is there anything different in your eye from this year's team from some of the past here, the last handful?
Yeah, we're a little smaller. I mean, we've never been real, but a couple years ago we had a little bit of size and we had a really, really nice football team. And we're a little bit smaller. Our backs average about 150 pounds. But, we throw the ball really well. We have a really nice quarterback for 3 years. And we have a couple of nice wide receivers that we use. So, and being a good running football team, those guys are single covered a lot, so we got one-on-one, especially with a nice size kid like Kovar. And we're throwing the ball. We've always thrown the ball pretty well. I mean, through the last 10 to 20 years, we have thrown many, many, many more touchdowns to passes than our opponents, and they throw the ball more than we do. But this year, we're our percentage completions of 70%, where in the past it's usually about 50%. We're just a little – the big difference is we are more dangerous in passing game because we're more consistent there.
Well, you're not giving up a lot of points, but you're just dominating and putting games away by halftime. As you get ready for Gibbon here and in the playoffs, you like to get that lead, rest your kids if you can. Tell me a little bit about what you're seeing from Gibbon, who showed last year that they could compete with a powerhouse like you guys are when they played Norfolk Catholic.
Yeah, our kids know about that game from last year. Gibbon's been C1, and C1 is tougher than C2. There's good C2 teams like us and other ones that could play in C1 and win games, and it's pretty hard because the schools are bigger, they have more kids, and Gibbon was at the bottom end of C1, and they were competitive, and last year they played Norfolk Catholic very well, and I told our kids that these guys will not be fazed by you when they walk in here. And I tell you, they're a good football team. We're not a spread team ourselves, but I really like their spread. They run a spread that is a run, a pass spread. They run about two times the one when they pass the ball. They are really good. Their quarterback, the Snell kid, can run the ball, throws the ball really well on the run. The Hall kid, the tailback, point blank, has got really good feet and moves. The Hine kid's a nice receiver. Their linemen, Zimmer and Ronefeld and Rodriguez and Walker and Castanda, all those kids, they're fundamentally very sound in their offensive line. They have a great spread scheme. Sometimes people run spread. Oh, let's run spread and be modern. Well, they run spread for a reason. They move the ball with a very balanced offense, and they're young. They're really a very good offensive football team right now.
I'm guessing a lot of folks would probably figure that you were not worried about a whole lot because you're so prepared. Is there one thing that Gibbon does that none of your opponents have done so far this year that you've really had to concentrate on in practice?
They sprint out throw really well. The quarterback really throws well on the run. They get you spread out, and they come right at you. They run a little kind of a zone read, quarterback, running back option, exter. They put pressures on your edge, your defense, really well. And they do it in such a simple way, and that I always respect because I'm kind of a simple guy myself, is they run a quick pitch, they run a zone read, and they sprint out. They really put pressures on the edge of your defense extremely quickly. And they run enough in their offense that you can't overload the edge, or they're going to run right at you with those zone blockers because they're fundamentally good inside. They're just a very well thought out, balanced offense, and that puts pressure quick on the edge that most teams don't.
Ron Mimick, head football coach at Aquinas. Last question, Coach. Are you in favor of the new format, 9 weeks, 16 teams? And, boy, when you look at this bracket, you're going to have your hands full if you want to make it back to Lincoln.
Yes. You know, the really good thing about the 16 teams is playing on Fridays. That is really, it's a blessing. You know, we've, like I said, we've been in the semifinals 5 or 6 years in a row now, 5 years in a row. And we played a lot of home games on Tuesday, and those are a zip to the school day. The next day is just kind of a blah day of school because football is just different. It involves more kids. It's outside. You get drained by the weather. It's great being on Fridays, but there's a bunch of 6 and 3 teams that are, you know, good enough to win a game or so in the playoffs. You know, we got in, so we're not too worried if we're a 6 and 3 team not playing. We wish it got in. It's probably best it was 24, and you gave, you know, the top 8 seeds got a break. But, you know, you're never going to make everybody happy. I think it's an improvement from the 32 just because everybody got a ninth game, almost everybody got a ninth game in the regular season, and then you play on Fridays. So I think it's better than the old system because of the ninth game, and then you play on Fridays.
Well, Coach, we always appreciate the time, and it looks like another great football team here. We'll see if we've got a good football game tonight, Ron. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
That's Ron Mimick, head football coach at Aquinas, and we'll be back with more on the new Tech Seed pregame show after this.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Back on the new Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits as a battle of 8-1 teams ready to kick off in David City, the Gibbon Buffaloes taking on Aquinas, and we are joined by head coach Mark McLaughlin, whose team is looking to make a little history tonight. There is a lot when you look across whatever the sport is and you find a team that is as dominant as Aquinas has been. Aquinas, the 3-time finalist, and I'll start there, Mark. How do you make sure that it doesn't overwhelm your team, even though they're 8-1, they are the decided underdog in this football game?
Well, the best thing that's happened to us lately is last year we opened with Norfolk Catholic in the first round of the playoffs, and Norfolk Catholic not only had been to the finals 3 straight times, they'd won it 3 straight times. So Aquinas, I mean, yeah, they've been there 3 straight years, and the 2 years before that they were in the semis, but, I mean, it's almost like this is what our kids expect now. Every year in the first round we're opening with some juggernaut that hasn't been beat in a decade.
Normally a program with an 8-1 record would deserve a better fate than a draw like this. Just kind of your thoughts on that. There's nothing you can do about it. As you told me before we started, you could have went 9-0, but just – the draw and how you guys are dealing with it.
When we looked at projections and stuff in week 8 and week 9, we saw some teams maybe that we thought we might get paired with. And, you know, I'm not gonna lie. Aquinas isn't the best draw for us in the first round. There were other games that we thought maybe we matched up a little better, or teams that maybe we're a little more familiar with. And, does it stink that you got to play a team like that in the first round? Yeah, but that's what happens when there's 16 teams in. I can't think of anybody that you want to play in round one. I mean, it's not like last year where there's 2 and 6 teams rolling into the playoffs. So every team that's left is a quality team that's obviously earned their way in. And, you know, we could have done a little more to help ourselves out, maybe get a little more favorable of a draw, and we didn't do that. So now it comes down to if you want to go anywhere, you got to make up for that. You got to beat a team that maybe you shouldn't beat. So I don't think that there's necessarily a great disadvantage to opening with a team like Aquinas, because you're going to have to play them sometime.
And just for the fans out there, had you been seated one higher or one lower, it's Sutton or Hastings St. Cecilia. So I guess we're talking kind of the same boat here. We're talking with Mark McLaughlin, head football coach at Gibbon. His Buffaloes are 8-1, and so far it's been a great season, and you've done a lot of things, Mark, to get to this 8-1. What must you be able to do and accomplish tonight to be able to hang with Aquinas and get through that first half where they've just dominated everybody?
A couple things. The biggest one is everybody talks about their defense, and they're good. You know, I saw Huskerland Bob had a tweet the other day that said, I watched Aquinas versus Bergen, and the Pentagon wants a defense like Aquinas has. And he's right. I mean, Aquinas' defense is good. What people don't think about is their offense is good, too. And if you're playing a defense like them, that, you know, we're not going to score 42 points. If we do, I'll be shocked. And the key for us is going to be we have to slow them down too. And if we can limit them to 7 points a quarter or so, I think we'll be right in the ball game. I don't know how many we'll score. I think we have some great opportunities to score, but I can also tell you if we're down 28-0 at halftime, we're not going to win because you're not going to score 28 on them in a half. So that's going to be big. I also think special teams, you know, again, a great defense like they have, if we can steal some points on special teams, which for us have been okay lately, we've had some good returns lately and took a kick back last week, you know, that makes our life a little easier. And then finally, as cliche as it is, win the run game. And at times this year, we've run the ball for over 400 yards in games, and then we've also had games where we had 60 yards rushing. So that inconsistency we can't afford to have. We'll need at least 250 or so on the ground.
We're talking with Mark McLaughlin ahead of their state football playoff opening round matchup with Aquinas, the three-time defending finalist and perennial power here. But you want to go in full strength, and you may not be here tonight. Jeff Hall, your leading rusher, who has had some big-time runs this year, a little banged up. But what's the situation?
He's hurting. But one thing I can promise you is this is Jeff Hall's last game if we don't win. So I'm going to have to pry him off the field, especially if we're losing. If we're losing, there's no way he's going to come out of that game because that's probably the last time Jeff Hall's putting his football pads on. If we're winning, yeah, maybe he might come out knowing that he's going to live to play another day. But I think if you ask Coach Mimic too over at Aquinas, does he have kids banged up? Yeah, he does. And that's part of football. I was listening to an interview with Jerry Jones last night, and Jerry Jones was talking about the marathon that is the NFL season, and that's kind of how this is right now for us. In my 6 years, this is the longest we've ever played, and that's because we've only been to the playoffs a few times, and we've never got out of the first round. So 9 games has been kind of our cap, and this Friday is going to be the 10th game. So longer season, more injuries are going to happen, and, you know, the kids, you just have to look at the kid and see what they're willing to do, and Jeff's the kind of kid I think he'll do anything he can.
And finally, you got some good seniors. You guys have, and I can't overemphasize this enough, when that team comes from where you have not been successful to where you are, it's really satisfying, and great job by the coaches here. So I wanted to get that. And if we get to talk again next week, great. We seem to be, and I seem to be, just overemphasizing what Aquinas has. And maybe that's good fodder, I guess, is that you got the underdog role. But you need turnovers. You touched on it a little bit. They run the ball and run the ball and run the ball, and they run it up in the middle. Tell me a little bit about any drills that you may do, or if it's part of your game, working on stripping and trying to pull the ball loose without losing the guy and giving up a touchdown run.
We do a little bit of that. One of the things we do every Wednesday is we put the kids in 2 or 3 live scenarios, and we'll tell them, all right, there's a minute and a half left in the game. we're down by 4 points and we have no timeouts. So in that kind of situation, our only hope is to get a turnover. Or we might tell them that, there's a minute 10 left, we're down by two and we have two timeouts and stuff like that. So we can kind of walk through when it's necessary to go all out for a strip or all out for a pick, hop route, stuff like that. And when it's okay to just settle for the tackles, make them punt it, and put our offense on the field. And against a team like this where, like you said, and don't get me wrong, I think we have a good shot to play with them. But if we get behind, yeah, we got to go for turnovers because we can't go – we won't be able to keep up if we're trying to go touchdown for touchdown. We're going to have to make some big plays if we get behind in the game. And like you said, the big play might come by our defense with a scoop and score or a pick six or maybe a blocked punt for a touchdown or something.
Well, let's see if we can end a couple of runs tonight, the successful one for Aquinas and getting you guys out of the first round. Mark, great season. Best of luck tonight. Always appreciate the time to chat.
Certainly appreciate you guys covering us. I really do. Thanks a lot.
Mark McLaughlin, head football coach of the Gibbon Buffaloes. We will be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show in a moment.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, for the Aquinas Monarchs at center, number 70, 6'2", 200-pound junior, Matt Kindler. At the guards on the left side, number 51, 6'1", 190-pound junior, Mitch White. On the right guard, number 62, 5'8", 224-pound junior, Brendan Comp. The tackles on the left side is number 60, 6'1", 185-pound senior, Trent Smith. And on the right side, number 66, 175-pound sophomore, Brandon Swoboda. The ends are number 85, 6'3", 170-pound senior, Heath Kettler, and number 89, 6'3", 170-pound senior, Nate Kober. They run the wishbone or three-back system here. Your halfbacks are number 3, 5'8", 135-pound junior, Connor Crandom, and number 8, 5'8", 147-pound junior, Noah Palin. He is the team's leading rusher. And the quarterback is number 12, a 5'8", 147-pound senior, Trev Samrod. The head coach of the Aquinas Monarchs, Ron Mimick. They come in 8-1 on the season, ranked number 2 and number 5 in Class C2 in the state rankings. We'll be back and take a look at the starting lineups for the Gibbon Buffaloes right after this.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney. Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
The starting lineups continuing now for the Buffaloes. At center is number 57, 6'1", 210-pound senior Cody Ronfeld. The guards on the left side, number 65, 1,190-pound junior Colton Brown. And on the right side, number 73, 5'11", 250-pound junior Ozzie Rodriguez. Tackle on the right side, number 68, 6'2", 240-pound junior Jesse Walker. And on the left side, number 75, 6'1", 185-pound senior Brian Zimmer. At tight end, number 20, a 5'10", 170-pound junior, Christian Tamayo, and number 34, 5'11", 175-pound freshman, that is Wyatt Key. The wide receivers, number 3, 5'9", 145-pound junior, Corbin Hines, and number 22, 5'11", 150-pound senior, Alex Malcolm. The I-back, number 12, 150-pound senior, the leading rusher is Jeff Hall, the quarterback, number 15, 5'10", 160-pound junior, Braden Snell. Gibbon also 8-1. They are unrated. The head coach is Mark McLaughlin, assisted by DJ Plotz, Jack Kenton, Steve Bristol, Pat Beckstead, and Mike Bennett. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank in Kearney. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. The injury situation, Larry, nothing big to report. Nothing new, except it's positive for Gibbon. And nobody in the two deep is out for the folks here at David City Aquinas, and that's always good. It keeps the things quiet for our friends at Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. We're ready to go. Aquinas is going to boot it away.
Yeah, I think you're going to, you know, given one of the ball, they're going to want to get into their inside zone game right away, and we're going to find out.
The kick is away by Semrod, and it's going to be a squibber that stays in bounds, picked up at about the 5 on the far right side and coming all the way down to make the tackle and start things off. Matt Kindler, a well-placed kickoff, and Kindler is smoked down inside the 10.
That's the key, Doug. We watched him kick 45-yard field goals down there in the pregame. They can kick the ball. That was all the way down in the corner for him to go, and the Monarch just ran down there and got him.
Our field condition report brought to you by Pioneer Seed Professional Craig Weeches. Pioneer knows more about field conditions with top yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. With Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed dealer, science with service, delivering success. It's hard, it's cold, but it's a good field.
No question, the field's in great shape, Doug.
First down and 10, first snap of the game. It'll be at the 6-yard line out of the pistol. Will be Snell. Snell takes a low snap, hands it off to Hall. Hall's going to come up the middle. He gets stood up short of the 10-yard line at about the 8. It's going to be a gain of 2. And the story with Jeff Hall tonight, playing with a broken rib. They've got a flat jacket on him. It's going to be a big scene to see how long he can go.
It will, Doug. And when I was down in pregame, it didn't look like he had a flat jacket on. It looked like it was just shoulder pads. So it will be interesting to see, you know, they believe in him. Give it to him right off the bat on an inside zone.
Gibbon will try and go quick. Snell rolls out. First pass of the ball game is complete across the 15-yard line. And hauling in there is Corbin Hines. He's the main man. If Corbin Hines has a big night tonight, it will keep Gibbon in this football game.
Yeah, Doug, and they need to. They just ran a little 4-5 hitch there. And the Monarchs are back in a cover 3. Corners kind of in a bail technique there. Now Gibbon's going to come out in a little 3-by-1 trip set.
It was a gain of 6, third and a long 2 at their own 14, opening series of the ball game. Snell with pressure coming, starting to run the option. He's going to tuck it up, keep it, try to get to the corner. He does. 15, first down, tripped up at the 19-yard line by Semrod.
Doug, I'll tell you, Conrad just did an incredible job. Came from his safety spot there. It really looked like Snell was going to be able to get out there and run. One interesting thing there, they go trips open. They're 3-by-1, and David City chose to leave the backer inside the box and cover the trips with only 2 receivers and still left the safety in the middle of the field.
It is the coolest night for football so far this season, but the wind's not much of a factor yet. On first down, they'll give it to Hall right up the middle. He's sandwiched as he gets across the 20. He got to about the 22, and then is pushed backwards.
Yeah, Lane Napier from David City fills there real tough, but there was 2 yards there, and if they can get to that backer, they'll be okay. Gibbon looks like they're not getting massive push, but they're handling themselves up front.
Yeah, it's very interesting to see what Aquinas is going to do. They're used to not all their opponents, but they're used to being the manhandle, even though if they're not the biggest, as you heard Coach Mimic say in the pregame. Second down and eight out of the pistol at their own 21, opening drive of the game. Gibbon hands it off right side. Hall looking for some room. Steps over a man. 25, 30, almost broken. 35, and he's got an ankle tackle down at the 39-yard line. Simrod able to save it. What a great run. 18 yards, and now they've got to not worry about being stuck in their own 5-yard line. They're starting to move the ball.
Here's the key, and it's what Gibbon does. There's no razzmatazz here. It's what they have now run for 9 games, Doug. That's inside zone again. And DB's got to come up and make the tackle.
Well, Gibbon has it first and 10. They'll officially call it their own 39-yard line. Back to pass, swing pass out of the backfield, and it's going to be complete for minimal gain, 1, maybe 2, as they swung it out here to Franny Lopez.
Christian Tomeo's got to make his block out there, Doug. David City Aquinas is choosing to not flex that backer all the way out to the trips. You have to make them pay or they're going to leave that backer inside the box. Tomeo's got to make that block.
The key so far, positive yards on all of the first 6 snaps. Second down and 8 at the 41-yard line of the Buffaloes. Some adjusting, it looks like. Here comes Aquinas on a blitz, handed off right side. This is what got him the big run last time. As Small makes a spin move, Hall is going to be upended at the 45. He didn't get through the hole. The second hole, we should say, that time.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's the exact same play. Now you've got third and medium here, Doug. They're cutting the backside one tech on that, and they haven't gotten him yet. They're falling on the ground, and he's running, but he's able to get into the hole.
Third and 4 at their own 45. Gibbon trying to convert again. It's going to be a quarterback keeper wound the left end looking for the block. It's going to be strung out and not getting back to the line of scrimmage will be Snell. He's shoved out of bounds by Noah Pellon. And it'll be a punting situation as they'll lose about a yard, yard and a half, and bring out 4th down and 5.
Speed option there. Actually love the call. Speed option to the field. Aquinas just did an amazing job keeping leverage. They just continued to stretch that to the sideline.
It was the same play they converted 3rd down on earlier, except he cut it up off the left tackle. This time he came all the way outside on his read and now ready to punt it away with the ball at their own 44. Short snap, it bounces to him, and the kick's off the side of the foot. And Aquinas won't have to return it, but that punt is going to go about 10 yards. So you get a good drive, you get 38 yards, and then you get a 10-yard punt. And so most of that yardage you just gained, unfortunately, will get wasted there. Now it's up to your defense.
Right.
We talked about it. Come make some tackles.
And here's the deal, Doug. You can't have plays like that tonight. It's going to be tough sledding. You can't give them plays like that, but here's the good thing is Gibbon moved the ball doing what they wanted to do. There's money to be made here. They've got to make sure and get a stop here.
Well, let's see what happens on 1st down and 10 at the 46-yard line of Aquinas. I think we're going to learn a lot about the game here. Out of that double wing, they'll put the man in motion from left to right. Turning to the edge inside Gibbon territory and being hit from behind. Wyatt Key brings the tackle down of Connor Cranda. It was some easy sledding that time. He just stayed out there long enough, read all of his blocks. He's brought down at the Gibbon 45-yard line, a gain of 9, 2nd and 1.
Yeah, and they set the edge there, Doug, out of that double wing with the fullback. They just ran the sweep. Now at some point you're going to see that deep orbit motion, and they're going to run the fullback. It's old-school Aquinas football. You can't let them get going with one because they'll beat you with the other.
Cran to the left half, Pale in the right half. The fullback is Napier. And this time, Pelon, they'll give it to Napier up the middle. The fullback is hit, wrapped up. He is dragging his defender forward. Tamayo holds on, but he was just trying to, by himself, bring him down from the hips as he was being slid across the ground. It's going to be a gain of 5 and a 1st down.
And that was exactly what we just talked about, Doug. They ran the same orbit motion back behind and gave it to the fullback there. In that situation, you just have to play assignment football. Don't flow to where you think it's going. Go to your spot.
Splitting out wide to the left side. This time will be Caleb Yindrick. And they'll toss it to Palon for his first one from right to left. Finds a little seam. 35-30. Breaks another tackle and will be brought down near the 25-yard line. Pursuing from behind is Colton Brown, but another big gain.
Yeah, and that was a great job by Colton Brown there. He is Gibbon's leading tackler. In fact, he led the C26 district in tackling. And there he did a great job. He just had a jersey dug and he hung on. But right now we've seen David City Aquinas only run 2 plays. They've ran toss and they've ran trap.
And they've given it to all 3 of their backs. 1st and 10 at the 23. Pelon in motion from right to left. Give it to the fullback, Napier. Room off the left side. Hit hard, but all it did was push him forward. And he's going to nearly have 1st down yardage again inside the 15 to about the 14-yard line. He's going to be just short, but another 8.5, 9-yard gain.
Yeah, this. I mean, it's what they've done to people since Mimic's been here. It's just old school football, and they're good at it.
Gibbon has to force some turnovers as they'll pitch it here. From left to right, they'll get it to Kranda. Kranda gets inside the seam to the 5, to the goal line. Touchdown, Aquinas. A 14-yard touchdown run by Connor Kranda. And it didn't take him long, about a minute, once they took over, and they just ran Aquinas football. 6-0, Monarchs.
Okay, now here's what I'll say. That's not a huge surprise. That's what David City Aquinas does to everybody. Gibbon moved the ball, Doug. They've got to be able to answer on offense. Aquinas is going to score. They've got to be able to answer on offense.
And now an extra point kick, something Aquinas hasn't always been good at. They went for 2 for so long, and the kick is up, and it is good by Semrod. Trev does about everything. He punts, he kicks, he quarterbacks, and with 7:44 to go in the first quarter of the C2 State playoffs, Aquinas 7, Gibbon nothing.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker, our producer engineer, Stacy Johns. Again, the kickoff kind of came when we were talking about the field conditions out there. There will be some wind tonight. Got a big crowd here at Memorial Field in David City.
Yeah, and it's a really nice place, Doug. A great place for a game, good high school atmosphere.
Of course, our field conditions, as always, brought to you by your Pioneer seed professional, Craig Weeches. Pioneer knows more about field conditions with top yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer. As we're ready to kick it off again, Semrod puts his foot into it. This one a little more returnable, and both return men look at it. It bounces between the two return men, Corbin Hines and Jeff Hall, and then it bounces into the end zone. It was returnable at about the 8, and it just skidded right by him into the end zone.
Well, and Doug, you know, getting to this now, you know, David City Aquinas only gives up about 81, 82 yards a game on the ground. And in that first drive, you know, Gibbon's able to get 30-some. Gibbon can do what they want to do offensively here, and they're going to need to because of the way Aquinas' offense just looked.
Let's see what the adjustments are that he made as Gibbon gets it for the second time. By the way, Aquinas has given up 11 total points in the first half. They're bringing some pressure. Low snap. Give it to Hall up the middle. He is met by big number 60, Trent Smith, and will get a couple out to the 22.
Yeah, and I think you got to stay committed to it, Doug. You know, if you can get 3.5 a play, the only thing that can take you off the field is the band. And I think if you're given here, you get about 2 or 3 right there. You've got to feel good about yourself and just continue to grind that out.
So second down and 8, ball at their own 22-yard line, checking the wristbands as they come up to the line of scrimmage, which might mean a different play that we haven't seen so far. Hall, hard count, drops back to pass. Rolls to his right, has some time, throws over the middle, and incomplete. The ball bounces at the feet of Christian Tamayo, but I'm not sure that's who it was intended for.
No, he needed to dump that off to Hall. It probably looked silly to him where Hall was just in front of him on the rollout. Hall's got protection on that waggle, and then if there's nobody to protect, he releases. He did release, and Hall would have ran there. There was a pretty fair amount of room.
Again, Gibbon is going to see some things here that they thought they saw on film. They're going to run some plays that maybe later on in the game they can run for big yards. They can't get behind. We talked about it last night. You can't be a physical team and be down by 28 points in the fourth quarter. Here is Gibbon under pressure, back to pass, and Snell is sacked. He tried to duck out of the way of the pressure of Spencer McGuire, and he really just kind of fell to the turf and a big loss on the play. It'll be fourth down. Hall took about a 7-step drop, and they're going to mark this back at about the 12-yard line, so a loss of 10 on the play.
And it's tough. You run the ball. You stay on schedule. You get three or four there on first down. And it's so hard as a play caller sometimes because you've watched the film. You've looked at the stats. You know they're good against the run. So sometimes it's tough to come back to it. But I really think Gibbon can run the ball here.
Nathan Kovar is the kick returner as Gibbon will punt out of their own end zone. The last time it was only 10 yards. A little rugby kick, a low line drive spinner. It dies at about the 40, and Kovar says, I'm not going to take it. Then Gibbon watches it roll 4 yards back into their face at about the 40. So, again, just a 28-yard punt, and good field position again for Aquinas. They lead it 7-0 with 6:12 to go first quarter.
Well, the tough piece here is they only ran two plays. They ran sweep, and they ran trap. You've got to set the edge if you're Gibbon out there to not allow Aquinas to get outside on the perimeter, Doug. But the tough thing is, if you start to stretch your defense to the perimeter, Aquinas is going to run that trap right back at you. They run a 3-5 here, 3-3 stack, Gibbon does. That nose guard and Mike linebacker have to be committed to the A-gaps here.
So lined up with two wideouts this time, still the three backs. Semrod puts motion. He'll give it to the fullback. Napier up the middle, running off the back of his blocker. Keeps the legs churning inside the 35 and dragging three Buffalo defenders down to the 31. A gain of, again, about 9.
And that was trap, Doug. They ran the orbit motion back behind. When I mean orbit motion, they're lined up double wing, and they motion him back behind the quarterback so they can pitch it to him. And there they fake the pitch, just hand to the fullback going forward. You've got to have, in this defense, you've got to have good Mike linebacker and nose guard play there.
It's basically getting the two backs in the backfield. It's just that you're putting the kid in motion midway through the play to try and move somebody on that defense. It is 2nd and 1. Palin in motion. Back to pass, wide open down the middle of the football field, and they overshoot McGuire. He couldn't have been any more open. And a great place to take that shot on 2nd and 1.
They got behind Haynes there and wide open. I mean, he was 10 yards probably is what there was in between. One of the things that you saw happen there, though, Doug, is I think they're starting to blitz into that motion, and that would be a check that you'd want to do as they – if they motion to you, blitz to the motion to try to keep them from setting that edge.
Kind of strange, too, because Spencer McGuire only has 3 catches the whole year, and that's who they went to there. 3rd down and 1, and they'll just go quarterback sneak, and Semrod will have it inside the 30, keep the pile moving off the left guard to about the 27-yard line, a 4-yard gain on the quarterback sneak, and another first down here for Aquinas. 5:20 to go first quarter, Aquinas 7, Gibbon nothing. If you're just joining us, Gibbon took the opening drive after a kick that pinned them at their own 6. They moved it out to the 44, got stopped on 3rd, but then a 10-yard punt after a bobbled snap, had to rush it out of there off the side of the foot. Aquinas went right down the field, 54 yards, and now they've got it back. 1st down and 10. Again, a fullback trap, Napier up the middle. This time handled pretty well, just to the 27-yard line, maybe back to the line of scrimmage and a 1/2 yard more. No gain on the play.
Now, there it was a great job. Wyatt Key, the middle linebacker, Doug, filled right there. And it's just – it's so hard, but it is simple enough. And he's got to make sure and not try to guess where the ball's going. He's just – they've got to be gap sound there in the middle.
On 2nd down, here again in motion is Palon. He'll take it off the left tackle, and around the end he goes inside the 25, down to about the 21. A gain of 5. It'll be 3rd down and 4.
And Vinnie Pearson comes in there for Gibbon, makes a great tackle. Those of us who are around that area know Vinnie Pearson's a 125-pound kid, but he's as tough as they come. He'll lay a lick on you, and, of course, in the winter, we know he's awful good there and on the wrestling mat as well.
3rd and a short 4. We'll call it about 3.5. Different look this time, but they'll come off the right side. McGuire, he takes it for a 1st down inside the 15 to about the 11. Gave the different look and utilized McGuire.
Write it down, Doug. They ran that little counter, and the quarterback booted out, and there wasn't a soul around him. They probably won't come right back to it here, but you're going to see that same play, and you're going to see the quarterback keep it, and he's going to run for a while if a given CBR guy, counter boot reverse man, doesn't stay home.
It is another 1st down, 1st and 10 at the 11. Napier up the middle, has a hole, walks into the end zone. Touchdown Aquinas. 2 possessions and 2 touchdowns on the short field. They'll march this one in from 45 yards out on an 11-yard touchdown run from Lane Napier.
And there it is right in the A-gap, and nobody touched him. He went straight through there. Gibbon's got to stay the course here. Bow your neck, stiffen your chin, and get after it.
So the extra point now coming up. This is what you feared if you were on the Gibbons sideline because you know how good Aquinas is. The extra point for Semrod McGuire is the holder. And a hard count, and everybody moves.
They may go for two here, Doug. From the yard and a half, they're good. Nope, he's going to say kick it.
And it will be offsides, our first penalty flag. So they will move a yard closer here. Don't know why you would hard count on a PAT, but it appears to be what happened.
Especially if you don't want to go for it. You know, a lot of guys would do that to get it to a yard and a half and go for it there. But if you're just going to kick it, I'm not sure what happened.
So now they'll line up to try the kick again. Semrod awaits the snap. A good one. The kick is away, and it is up and good. So with 3:54 to go here in the first quarter of play, it's Aquinas 14, Gibbon nothing. You're listening to the state football playoffs here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to ClipperPubCo.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to ClipperPubCo.com for daily updates.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker back with you here at Aquinas. I want to thank all the fine folks here in David City for their hospitality. It's Halloween. I know a lot of you are out trick-or-treating. Those that aren't going to football games or don't have that team that you go to cover tonight, we're glad you're with us here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's been a little spooky, though, so far in the first 8 minutes for Gibbon. Semrod to boot it away. He gets his leg into that one. It'll be taken at the two-yard line. At Hall, up the middle of the field, 10, 15, tries to come towards the Gibbon sideline, 20, makes a man miss, 25, 30, and he gets to the 35-yard line before the kicker, Semrod, is able to upend him. Hall in space already, and sometimes not a lot of space, has made some Monarchs miss.
And that was really nice there. The official kept the flag in his pocket, 46 there. Devin Stroh makes a great block out there, and a lot of times you see the official throw the flag on that. He did a nice job there.
So, by far, the best starting field position here for the Gibbon Buffaloes. First and 10 at their own 35-yard line, but they do trail 14 to nothing. Had a couple of first downs on their opening drive, three and out on the second drive. Staying out of the pistol with four wideouts this time. Hard count, and Snell rolls to his right. Hall out there. They're going to throw it underneath, and it is over the head of the intended receiver, Corbin Hines. Just a little 10-yard pass, but Hines was only about 5 yards up the field on the comebacker.
Yeah, and Napier for David City Aquinas came free. Duggan was going to lower the boom. He had to get rid of that.
Well, plenty of action going on. Kearney and Norfolk are scoreless in the second quarter in Class A. Columbus and Grand Island, midway through the first quarter, they are scoreless. Out of the shotgun again on second and 10. They'll hand it to Hall off the right side. They found a little success, but this time only about a yard as he gets to the 36, stood up and thrown backwards. A little extracurricular activity as the ball came loose, but they said it was dead. McGuire came out of the pile with the football, but they say, no, he's down after a gain of one.
They ran outside zone there, Doug, where they tried to gain a man up front and just were not fast enough. One of the things David City's doing, David City's running a 3-3 stack as well, but what they're doing with their stack backers, instead of making them stack 50s and double zeros, they're moving them to 20s and 30s, and Gibbons not being able to catch the mic point here.
So third down and 9 at their own 36-yard line. Snell rolls right, looks, throws underneath, looking for Hines. The ball is incomplete. They knock it out of the hands of Hines by Semrod. It'll be fourth down.
Semrod made a great play there, Doug. He played that very, very well, drove it right out of the quarterback's hands.
And he even had some help there. If you make a deep move on him, he's got help behind. And I would eventually think that they're going to take that shot down the field. But time to put the football away. And the first two have not been the best effort so far this year for Snell. So let's see if he can catch one here. Back to return it is going to be Nathan Kovar. And the kick is away. Again, it's a squibber that hits the ground and almost was touched, but it rolls inside the 30. Kovar thought about going for it, and it'll be down at the 29-yard line, so that's a little bit better, a 35-yard punt with no return.
Gibbon has flopped the field here. They started that drive in much better position. They've got Aquinas starting in their worst spot so far tonight.
Some quick first quarter updates for you on the Valentino's scoreboard. Home of the Grand Italian Buffet, Ashland Greenwood, the number one seed in C1, 7-6 over Central City in the first. Wilbur Claytonia, 7-0 over Grand Island Central Catholic. Cozad, 14-0 over Fort Calhoun. Columbus Scotus and Pierce are tied 7-7. All of those in the first quarter. Kearney Catholic and Boys Town, 6-6 in the third. And handing it off. Looks like we've got a new back in the ball game here. And carrying that one is going to be Kenton Kobza, the 208-pound junior, is going to get about 3 yards on the play.
Yeah, and of course, Kenton Kobza, pretty good family lineage there in Nebraska. His dad, of course, held the state record for discus forever in this state. Awful good athlete.
They're going to officially give him 4 yards on the play and bring up second down and 6. Palon in motion again, trying to come right side. They're going to give it to Cranda. Cranda makes a man miss, still shaking and baking. 40, pops off a man, 45. Ball come loose, but they're going to say his knee is down. Jeff Hall was going to scoop and maybe score that one. That was close. I saw the ball squirt out right when he was hitting the ground, and it's going to be a gain out to the 42-yard line, 47-yard line, a gain of 14. For Connor Cranda.
Tremendous patience running the ball there, Doug. Gibbon really wasn't in that bad a position, but he was just very patient and allowed things to happen in front of him.
Well, they may not have been the biggest line, but they definitely know how to block at Aquinas. We've seen that year after year. First and 10 at their own 47. This time they'll give it to Noah Palon around the left side. He gets into the secondary again, 45, 42. And it's going to be a close to a first down and enough for a first down on an 11-yard gain.
Yeah, they ran that same misdirection there, booted the quarterback out. Nobody was out here, Doug. They're going to come back, and they're going to keep that thing, and he's going to score. Gibbon has got to have a CBR player backside.
14 rushes, 1 pass attempt, 9 first downs in the first quarter. And another first and 10 here. And they're keeping it simple around the right side. McGuire, 40, 35, gets to the outside, 30, 20, trying to get to the pylon, but it looks like they'll grab him at the 5 and maybe yank him out of bounds short of the touchdown. The official way behind the play. The tackle made by Tomeo, and that's going to be first and goal at about the 2.
And you did see it there. You know, Aquinas doesn't have the speed they've had in the past, and you definitely saw it there, not the fastest. But
So McGuire, they trying to get him into the end zone. I think he was. It's just that the official was far enough behind the play, he couldn't see it. They put McGuire in motion. Quarterback sneak this time by Semrod, and he gets in from 2 yards out for the touchdown. And it is 20-0 Aquinas, a minute 17 to go here in the first quarter. So Gibbon can move the ball a little bit, but every yard for them is a monumental accomplishment, and they just have not been able to stop Aquinas. They're in there, but there's so many things to watch. Even if you got your assignment, it's hard to find the football sometimes.
Yeah, no question, and that's what Aquinas does to you. And I mean, in that way, it's a program. I mean, their guys, you know, they have, what, 56 kids out in this program. So.
And C2. Extra point kick, Semrod on the big college-sized goalpost is good. 3 possessions, 3 touchdowns for the number 2 team in the state and the number 5 seed in the playoffs. It's Aquinas 21, Gibbon nothing. We'll be right back in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth here in David City.
Hi, I'm Sally McCann with AgXL, your liquid fertilizer application experts in Kearney, Nebraska. Harvest is coming to an end, which means a planting season is right around the corner. What if I told you that I could help increase your yields next year? Well, I can if you let AgXL design a system for you. Stop in our Kearney showroom or on the web at agxcel.com or call me, Sally McCann, at AgXL. That's AGXCEL, where precision meets the soil.
Where else can you get so much great food for such an affordable price? Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon. For years, they've prided themselves in being more bang for the buck and making homemade food fresh right there, like their famous prime rib dinners or their huge jumbo hand-breaded shrimp. What about the freshest salad and fruit bars around? Make the drive to sunny downtown Gibbon and be a part of great family, food, and tradition.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker back here at Memorial Field in David City. It's been all Aquinas so far. They have run over Gibbon 21-0 and are ready to kick it off again. This is even a little different than last year when they went up to Norfolk Catholic.
Yeah, no question. When they went up to Norfolk Catholic, they kept that thing competitive all the way through. And Aquinas is pretty good. I mean,
oh, yeah, good high end-over-end kick taken by Hall at the 3, up the middle of the field to the 10, 15, veers towards the Gibbon sideline, now finds a good block, 20, 25, 30, gets what he can get, 35-yard line. That has been one thing we've seen by both teams. They're reading their blocks very well. It's just that the blocking has been held a little bit longer and better by the offensive line of Aquinas.
They've got to get Hall going, and I think it's that inside zone game that they need to run it with. Commit to it and go get it. And on that first drive, they were pretty good with it. That also should help alleviate some of that stunting that Aquinas is doing. They're moving the five tech down into a three pre-snap, things like that. Zone will help take care of that.
First and 10, Gibbon at their own 35-yard line, trying to get into Aquinas territory for the first time here in the quarter. It's their fourth possession. They'll hand it straight up the middle to Hall, and there's nowhere to go. You've noticed that the success has been off the right side. They see at least a little bit of an advantage there. They know they can't run it off the right side every single time, and a gain of one.
And, of course, that's going to be because Ozzy Rodriguez is sitting on that right side. You know, both those guards are awful good, but Ozzy Rodriguez has definitely been the guy they've wanted to run behind this year.
That Gibbon is a little bit wider on the front,
yes,
of that
is.
73, isn't it? Big old chest, second down and 9. And back to pass, hit as he throws, balls in the air, it's picked off at the 45-yard line. Coming away with the interception is going to be Mitchell White. And Snell just had no chance. He was hit as he threw. He had about a half second to get rid of it.
And if he's able to drive the ball, he's got a receiver, Doug. Just ran it right up the seam there. If he's able to drive it, he had a chance. But like you said, lots of pressure in his head.
And when you get that lead, you can pin the ears back, and that's what Aquinas is doing.
Yeah, Aquinas has been in this situation a lot of times. They're going to try to stomp you out if they can.
And that's what Gibbon needs. On any of those drives, you run the ball that many times, cold, it can slip out, you can punch it out, just to stop the drive and keep the ball on your side of the offensive line. First and 10 at the Gibbon 47. It's a double handoff. They'll get it inside to Palon, 45-40, and he's going to be pushed down from behind. And here come penalty flags from everybody because he grabbed him on the top of the helmet. He didn't grab the face mask, but he kind of grabbed him on the top of the helmet, and that's why they tackled him. It's going to be about an 11-yard gain and then a 15-yard penalty.
Yeah, you
don't see that very often.
Nope, can't touch the helmet.
From the 46 down to the 30, maybe it wouldn't have been a first down, about the 37.
Yeah, they ran that sweep, and they pulled the guard and the tight end that time. I think what they're doing is they're pulling the uncovered lineman and they're leaving the covered lineman there. So it's just depending on whether it's the guard tackle or the guard tight end that's pulling.
Well, that time they went to the bag of tricks. Palin came from the left half in motion, gave it to him. Then the right half back, Akranda, was in motion. They gave it to Palin, who came underneath, handed it back off to him. It would be a reverse, except when you run it inside, a little different here, first down and 10. Ready to go again. Napier, fullback, dive for a couple of yards on the trap play to about the 17-yard line. That'll be a gain of 3, and that'll bring us to the end of the first quarter of play in the 2014 C2 State Playoffs. And just moving it, as they always do on the ground, Aquinas Three possessions, three touchdowns. It's Aquinas 21 and Give a Nothing. Back in a minute on Classic Hits.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal, with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker back with you here at Aquinas. We're at the end of the first quarter, 21-0 Aquinas in the lead right now over the Gibbon Buffaloes. Some other scores that we have for you from the playoffs today. We will move into C2. North Platte St. Pat's leads Southern Valley 10-0 in the second quarter. Oakland Craig has come back to take a 20-12 lead over Fillmore Central at the half. Sutton 8, Hardington Cedar Catholic 7 in the first quarter. Freeman and Stanton are scoreless. St. Cecilia leads Southern 20-0 in the second quarter. 7-0 Archbishop Bergen over Malcolm. Lutheran High Northeast actually gets the field goal. They lead number one Battle Creek 3-0 in the first quarter. Boone Central, as we go to C1, 14-0 over Milford Dorchester in the second quarter. Norfolk Catholic beat Fall City 35-6. And on ESPN Radio, it's a tussle. Kearney Catholic and Boys Town 6-6 in the third quarter. Columbus Scotus 14, Pierce 7 in the second quarter. Cozad leads Fort Calhoun 20-0 in the second quarter. We're ready for the first snap of the second quarter. It is 2nd-7 Aquinas at the Gibbons 17. Their worst starting field position is their own 36. They're up 21-0. Samrod going to give it inside to Palon. He'll dive inside the 15. Good tackle, bring him down at the 14, but another 3 yards.
Yeah, a little outside zone look there. That's something different that we haven't seen from them. You know, Doug, we talked about this last night. That Kearney Catholic game, that's going to be rough. Boys Town's going to bring a load of athletes in. And
I would have thought it would have been a higher scoring game with all the speed.
That's
speed
true.
Versus power. 176 yards all on the ground in the first quarter unofficially for Aquinas. They face 3rd-4 at the 14. Quarterback Semrod's going to keep it. As he comes up the middle, he's got the first down or right at it on the 10-yard line. He faked the sweep there to Pellon. And it looks like they are going to move the chains right at the 10-yard line. It'll be first down and goal.
Now here, Gibbon, bow your neck and get tough. I mean, Aquinas has just found a way to do what we talked about. They're just going to run this thing tonight. I know they've thrown it a little more.
Semrod under center. This time they'll give it to the right halfback. That's Pellon again. He gets to about the 6th and is stood up and driven backwards. Gibbons doing everything they can, playing hard, making big tackles. In on the tackle, though, is Wyatt Key. And then you got Jeff Hall. And when you got your secondary coming in to make run stops, you know that there's going to be positive yards.
Yeah, and the thing is, their 75, Trevin Steger, just absolutely whiffed. He pulled from the backside. And Gibbon playing fast there, not standing and waiting. Playing fast. And he just absolutely whiffed.
Gain of 3 to the 9. Now McGuire again off the right side. He'll get to the 5. They're really feeding him. It'll be 3rd down and goal. And for Spencer McGuire this year, I look up and down the charts here, and he's rushed it 40 times, but only for 176. It seems like they're using him a lot more than normal tonight.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder if there's been an injury or if it's a situation where they're trying to get him going coming into this time of year.
Of course, he also has 52 yards on 3 carries. 3rd down and goal at the 5, trying to add to their 21-0 lead is Aquinas. Out of the pistol this time, Semrod drops back to pass, throws a quick slant, and it is behind the receiver, trying to get it into the hands there of Nate Kovar, and it'll be 4th and goal.
And Jeff Hall just about was able to pick that, Doug, that he was sitting in the slant window doing exactly what you want your defender and that defense to do, and just needed to take a step.
Well, normally you've got a kid that can kick a field goal here, and let's see if that's exactly what they are going to do. Back in the day, you would not have seen this from Aquinas. They'd have went for it, but they will try and add the points here on what will be a 22-yard field goal. McGuire, and they're going to fake it. Rolling out Semrod, got room to run, decides to throw it. It's batted down. Batted down by Hines, trying to get a little tricky there for Caleb Yendrick. And you got to figure they got the ball at the 5-yard line defensively. So they took the chance to put the final nail there in the Halloween coffin, but incomplete.
Yeah, and that's a big deal for Gibbon. Play fast, you know, and I talked about it on the open. This Gibbon team's not going to give you anything. Still playing tough there. That's a great play. You know, again, you're up 21-0, but these officials are going to make David City finish the game. We talked about that last night, you know.
So, first down and 10 for the second time. They start inside their own 10-yard line, this time at the 5. Braden Snell going to hand it off the Hall. Keep it safe off the right side. McGuire comes off his block and brings him down at the 6. The ball was stripped, but it is knocked out of bounds. Hall's able to bat it out of bounds for about 2 more yards up to the 8.
And that was exactly what it was. That was a bat. He wasn't going to be able to get to it, so he just shoved her out of bounds.
It was classic football there. Hall was trying to read his block. McGuire was trying to decide which way he was going to go, and when Hall made his move, McGuire just threw his blocker off and went and got it.
Yeah, and that's what you teach your defender to do. Use your hands and shed the blocker.
Second down, 7 at their own 8. Snell calls the cadence. This time they'll hand it to Hall off the left side, and he is going to be hit in the backfield. It bounces off the tackle, crosses the 10. Nice extra running there, and we may have a penalty flag on the field. First man back there looked like was Trevin Steger.
Looked like a hold out there on the edge, Doug.
And that is the case. So it'll be half the distance to the goal and backed up to their own goal line again will be the Buffaloes. The run took them out to about the 12. The flag looks like it's laying on about the 10-yard line.
So you go half the distance there. Gibbon's got to get this thing out of here because I think Aquinas will come after this punt.
No penalties in the first quarter on Aquinas. This is the third penalty on the Gibbon Buffaloes. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Gibbon, Wood River, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Gibbon's going to take a timeout. They're going to face 2nd and 10 at their own 5 with 9:40 to go here in the second quarter. It's Aquinas 21 and Gibbon nothing. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to see what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC.
He's at the 30, 20, 10, 10, touchdown, the home team wins.
When you're looking for someone to throw you a winning touchdown, contact your hometown team, the Kroll Agency for Protection, written through IMT or Wadena Insurance. They'll help you customize an insurance plan for you. Call the Kroll Agency in Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Roseland, the IMT Group, and you, a team that can't be beat.
Welcome back to David City. Aquinas and David City High both play here on the same field, but Aquinas has had the better of the athletic programs. David City is coming on in a few of them. Of course, your favorite sport, one of our two favorite sports, wrestling. We know a lot about what's going on there, but Aquinas has been strong in boys sports, all of them, for a long time.
Yeah,
they're up 21-0 here against Gibbon. 2nd and 10 for Gibbon after the hold at their own 5-yard line. Coming out of the timeout. Ball's on the far hash. Aquinas actually, unlike most fields, they stay away from the crowd. They're on the other bench. Rolling out in his own end zone. Looking to go deep on a wheel route. And it is for Hines. And it's going to be batted away, Simron. Corbin Hines went up for it at the 35-yard line. And I think next time, you throw it farther. I mean, that was a great pass. But Hall did have – or. Hines did have to slow down a little bit, and Semrod was able to catch him. He was only about a half step behind, but a good play all the way around.
Yeah, and he had him. I thought Semrod went up and played a great played great on the ball. He high-pointed the ball. You know, he competed for the ball up at the top.
He is a do-everything all-stater. 3rd and 10 now at the 5 out of the pistol formation. Looks like they might bring a little pressure up the middle. And they're just going to keep it on the ground and over the left side to the 10, to the 12-yard line before being pushed out of bounds.
And I mean just short, Doug. Doggone it. It looked like he was going to be able to get the corner. They ran a little speed option there. Quarterback, yeah.
So Snell's going to hang on to the football that time.
Yeah, that was
Braden speed. Just short, 4th and about a yard and a half, but you got to punt it when you're at your own 11.
They had good success on that first drive with that speed option, and they just came back to it there.
So 4th down and 2, the ball will be spotted at the 15-yard line, and they'll kick from their own end zone. Snell for the 4th time will punt. 3 back to try and block for him. Here comes some pressure from the outside. A big swing of the leg, and it's going to be taken at the 48-yard line around the left side. 45-40. Kovar, 35-30. Stays in bounds after he's shoved by Key. Gets inside the 25 to the 21-yard line.
And that was a great punt, Doug. Nice and high. Got it out of there and just kind of outkicked the coverage a little bit.
It is a 33-yard punt, and it is a 27-yard return. Maybe 28. They're actually going to mark it on the 20-yard line. So the exchange there is a whole 5 yards, unfortunately, for Gibbon. We talked with Coach McLaughlin about special teams maybe being an advantage for Gibbon. Not so far. All the kickoffs have really given Gibbon some trouble. At least the first two did. They did have a nice couple of kick returns by Hall, but some good punt returns as well. And the punt game has not been the favorite so far. Semrod back to pass on first down. He'll throw it out here into the flat, and it is going to be incomplete, intended for his receiver.
No, Doug,
Caleb,
they're
going
to give it to him there, I think. Nope, walking it back. He was waving his hands above his head there for a second.
Yendrick will, it's the crown. He's on the far
That's
side.
Right.
He's actually his head, he's over there. So the pass falls incomplete. Semrod is 0-4 through the air right now. And again, he's been a 3-year starter at quarterback. He's played in 2 state championship games. He's able to command this offense. They just haven't been able to make the connection so far tonight. They haven't had to. 21-0 Aquinas with 8:32 to go in the second quarter. Second and 10 at their 20 on the left hash. They'll hand it off on the short side of the field. Payon makes a man miss. 15-10. Gets a block inside the 5 and dives into the end zone for an Aquinas touchdown. Noah Payon with his first touchdown of the night.
Yeah, Doug, and that was the same thing. They just pulled all those linemen out there, kind of ran student body, and got everybody pinned and back on their heels.
And the 14th first down of the night, and we still have 8:25 to go here in quarter number 2 as they line up for the extra point. Strong, strong running. You know they're going to do it. You just don't know how many big plays they're going to end up having. And Semrod's extra point kick is on the way, and it is good. 8:25 remaining in the second quarter. It's second-ranked Aquinas leading Gibbon 28-0 here on Classic Hits.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, just a sec. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
You're listening to the state football playoffs on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com, brought to you by AgXL, your precision fertilizer application experts, located in Kearney or online at agxcel.com. AgXL, where precision meets the soil. And for the fifth time tonight, Trev Semrad ready to kick it away here, Larry, for Aquinas.
Yeah, and Aquinas so far has been able to do what they've wanted to do on both sides of the ball. But Gibbon did show that they were able to get somebody loose down the field and have a little time to throw it on this last possession, see if they come back to that.
This kick a little shorter, taken at the 10-yard line. Hines up to 15, 20, 25, and he'll be brought down just across the 25 at the 27-yard line.
That wasn't Hines, Doug. I think that was...
No, it was Hines. That's what our PA said,
you're
too.
Exactly right.
You know, so smack you. Doug Duda, Larry Baker here with you, at least for a few more minutes before I throw you out the window. It's great to have you, buddy.
It's cold out there.
Yes, I know. We don't like that. Coming up, we'll give you some more score updates here, so stay with us. First down and 10, Gibbon. looking to get some offense going. Two first downs on the first play possession, none since. They put some men in motion and just go with a simple trap play off the left side, and it's going to gain them a couple for Hall.
Yeah, they ran jet motion there and pulled it out of the jetter's belly and ran trap up front. That defeated the blitzer, but the trapper didn't get there on the down lineman.
28-0. Again, if Aquinas gets up 35, we'd have the running clock in the second half. That's not what Gibbon wants. So they're playing strong here again. Back to pass is Snell. Under pressure, they set up that screen, and they overthrow Hall, and it's incomplete. The dangerous thing with that screen, Hall goes up to try to tip it to himself, and it pops up in the air, and almost Lane Napier was in the area, so it falls incomplete. And for Snell, he completed his first two passes, 6 yards and 2 yards, his last six, 0 of 6 and a pick.
Yeah, and that's tough. They just need to get one thing working here. If they do, that will give them the opportunity to move to something else and start to diversify their attack here. But you're watching Aquinas now. They don't believe that Gibbon can run the ball.
I liked the wheel route last time. 3rd and 9. Let's see if they can roll him to the right and get it out here. That's what they're going to do, roll under some pressure, runs into his own lineman, and then he is going to be sacked. Flat out ran into his own lineman on the pullout. Offensive guard shouldn't be that far back in the backfield. And that's just the power up front of Aquinas. And it's going to be a loss on the play of 5, bring up 4th and 14.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Doug. Aquinas just getting big pressure in there. They were able to do it without blitzing.
So for the 5th time, a punt coming up here for Gibbon. Unfortunately, it's been the same song and dance. They punt, Aquinas scores. 4th and 4th to 22. Snell waits for it, short snap. He has to go get it. Boots it away as high as he can. A fair catch called for and taken at the 49-yard line. So that's going to be a punt of 27 yards, but no return. And Aquinas, unfortunately, Larry, we've been playing on the Gibbon side of the 50 for a long time now.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. In fact, I think only one drive for Aquinas has started in minus territory. They've been plus territory the entire game. And Gibbon has yet to cross the 50-yard line, I think.
Yeah, Snell, it looks like he's bombing that thing in 27 yards. It's a cold night to be kicking the football, and Aquinas, the only time they're kicking it is when it's on a tee. 6:59 to go here, second quarter, 28-0 Aquinas in the C2 state playoffs. Back at it, Semrod rolls to his right, looking to pass again. Going to dump it underneath. It's complete at the 40, 35, and brought down at the 33-yard line will be Lane Napier. And another first down.
Yeah, and that was simple. Roll out. Napier came out of the backfield and just ran a little bit of a speed out.
First pass completion of the ball game here for Aquinas. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Look at the first half stats. Updates on all the state playoff games across the area and the state. A little preview of postseason volleyball starts next week. Semrod back to pass again. 3 men hit him, and the pass comes up well short. They finally put a licking on Semrod. Jeff Hall was the one that nailed him, but he was able to get the football released.
Yeah, and that was a good thing because Noah Palin was about 10 yards behind everybody there. David City Aquinas had gotten behind him there, so that was good that Hall came up and did his job.
How does anybody beat these guys? It's just you've got to be bigger up
That's
front and
it.
Shove their line back into their backs.
And St. Cecilia will have a chance to do that. Sutton, I mean, there's some teams right close here, close to them in the bracket that can match their toughness, Doug.
2nd down and 10 at the 34-yard line after the incomplete pass. And they will roll out, hand it off on the backside to McGuire. McGuire comes off the right guard to about the 31. Gets 3, it'll be 3rd down and 7. And, yeah, I thought about that earlier in the week. If Gibbon would pull off the monumental upset, which is so tough when they're both 8-1, but that's true. If they pulled off the monumental upset, their reward would be playing Hastings St. Cecilia, who just drubbed them so many times when they weren't winning football games, and it was never fun. They don't ever want to play St. Cecilia until they have this program one more notch up. Maybe 2.
Well, and the thing is, we'll come back to it.
3rd and 7, pitch play left side. Palin trying to get to the outside, gets a block to the 25. Extra effort gets him to the 24, and that's probably enough for the first down. Good second effort, gets him the 2 yards he needed, a gain of 7.
And, Doug, we talk about that next step for this program. This is a program that when Mark got it wasn't in the best shape, and Mark has built it to where it's gotten better every year. This is an 8-1 football team that brings 17 of these guys back off of this team. They're going to take a big step next year.
And let's see, the official over here looking across to bring the chains in, I would think, as long as he stared at it. If you can't tell right away, it's like watching the baseball replay. If you can't tell right away, go ahead and bring the chains in. And as they do bring the chains in, we remind you that when the chain gang is bringing out the chains, Kearney Towing and Repair would do the same for you if you were stranded on the side of the road. No matter where, they'll get you home. Kearney Towing and Repair, taking care of you. So they'll bring the chains out, they'll stretch the chains, and it's going to be enough for an Aquinas first down, their 16th of the first half. First and 10 at the Gibbon 29-yard line. Aquinas 28, Gibbon nothing. 5:59 to go here in quarter number two.
You know, last night we saw over 400 yards by a team in the first half.
On an 80-yard field.
On an 80-yard field. And with about 270 of those through the air.
Problem here is they're moving the ball, but they're only having to move it 50 yards, 46 yards, 35 yards, 54 yards. The longest drive was 64 yards. They did have one. They had to start at their own 36. That is their worst starting field position of the night. First down and 10, ball at the 24-yard line of Gibbon. And again, they'll hand it off to McGuire off the right side, cuts it back against the grain, brings it off his center across the 20-yard line and down to the 18. Gain of about six more on the play for McGuire.
Yeah, and I mean, outside of those couple crazy pass plays here that Aquinas has run, Aquinas has run about three or four running plays the entire night. I mean, it's just, here's what's coming. We're going to come at you. You stop it.
And you know what happens? It's cold out there. It's the coldest night of the year. It's not freezing, but the longer you can't get anything done, the colder it gets, not only for the players, but the coaches. They all start looking for the coats. They're going to keep playing as hard as they can, but it gets tougher and tougher. Fullback dive this time to the backup fullback, who is Kobza. Kobza will drag men inside the 15 down to about the 12, but there are penalty flags, and it's going to be on Aquinas for the first time tonight.
I think Aquinas' quarterback's mouthpiece come out either during or right before that play is what happened there, Doug. That's what happened. The quarterback's mouthpiece come out there. That's what that is, and illegal equipment. And I saw the quarterback reach down and pick it up.
So that will negate what would have been about a 6-yard gain. It's only a 5-yard penalty.
Need to find a way to get their mouthpiece out again.
So an equipment violation. We'll move the ball back to the 22-yard line, second down and 8. Don't forget the next round of the state football playoffs in Class D Wednesday. And we have a ton of teams that advanced on last night. We'll tell you about it at the half. On second and 8, they'll put Cranda in motion. They'll give it to Kobza again. The fullback has a hole off the right side, inside the 20, inside the 15. And he gets almost to where he was on the last run, to about the 13-yard line. It's going to gain a 9 for Kobza.
Boy, that was a gaping hole. We were able to see that one. That was a big hole, and Kobza's a tough, tough runner there, Doug.
So another first down. Score updates. About the closest game we had is right there at Miles Field. And it's coming down to extra points. Kearney Catholic 13, Boys Town 12 in the fourth quarter. First and 10 again. They'll hand it off to Kobza, left side this time. Inside the 10, lowers his shoulder, makes contact at the 7, and it'll be brought down there. A gain of 5, second and 5 at the 7.
Yeah, and they're just pounding and pounding here.
And Aquinas, this isn't anything new. We're used to seeing Coach Mimic and his staff use. That's 6 different players that have carried the ball. Kobza was the 6th one earlier in the game, and they'll use more.
Yeah.
They'll use whatever they want.
65 on the roster, 56, whatever it was.
Second and 5 at the 7. Kobza again, right up the middle. He is hit. He continues to grind his legs inside the 5, down to about the 3. And again, close to the first down. Looks like he'll be about a half yard short. We'll call it a gain of 4. And it's 3rd and 1. At the 3, ball's right on the extra point line, actually. 28-0 Aquinas.
This is, this is absolutely vintage Mimic here in David City Aquinas.
There's nothing surprising about what they're running. It's just how quickly they can execute it. Third and one at the three. Samrod takes it, runs into Cobza, now rolls out to the right. It's one on three, and he's going to have to eat this one. He is dropped back at the 10-yard line. Boy, a rare miscue for Aquinas as he ran into his own backer. Confusion about which way to go.
Yeah, three of them loss of seven. Collided there. The completely broken play. It looked like he wanted to throw it there at the end. That'd be a terrible mistake. Just, yeah, I mean, all your linemen, you got pullers and all kinds of stuff down there. Just get done what you can.
So they're going to line up for a field goal attempt. They did it earlier on fourth down at the five and stepped up and threw it. It was batted down. Now the ball will be closer to the right hash here, and this will be an attempt of about 27 yards, it looks like, with his knee down on the 17-yard line. Samrod for the field goal from the right hash. And pointing that somebody moved and nothing happened. The right guard did move. So a 5-yard penalty coming up here on the Monarchs.
I don't think he'd moved until they pointed, though, had he?
Well, they weren't going to throw the flag.
Yeah.
They weren't going to throw the flag, and finally the right guard stood up.
Well, I watched him hit him from 45 and 47 down there in pregame, Doug, so 5 isn't going to hurt him here.
So a 32-yard field goal now coming up. Trying to make it 31-0 here. Samrod waits for the snap again. It's a good one. It's down. The kick has plenty of leg on it, and it is good. So a 32-yard field goal attempt is up and good with 2:33 remaining here in the second quarter. It's Aquinas 31, Gibbon nothing. The state football playoffs brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, irrigation and industrial engines, pumps and generators, huskerpowerproducts.com.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a trucker SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker back with you here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Gibbon, and St. Paul on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com as Aquinas set to kick it away after the 32-yard field goal by Trev Samrod. And this kick is going to be high and returnable, taking it at the 6-yard line, up to the 10, the 15. Hall starts left, back, right, 20, 25, and again, kind of runs into his own man, and we're starting to see that a little bit more here as Aquinas sees what's coming, and then they just shove the Gibbon defender off of him into the runner, whether it's on the kick return or whether it's on an offensive play. They'll mark him down at the 26-yard line.
Yeah, the key there is you have to continue to play fast. You got to move your feet.
2:27 to go before halftime. It is 31-0 Aquinas. They have scored on almost every possession. The one they didn't, they tried a fake field goal, and they were at the 5 when they did that. So every possession, they've been in the red zone. Gibbon tries one more time here before half. And Snell fakes the count, now takes the snap, hands it off to Hall, and Hall does not get back to the original line of scrimmage. They'll stop him for a 1-yard loss. I've got Jeff for 38 yards so far here in the ballgame.
And most of those came on that first drive.
27 of them. Well, 23 or 27. I didn't put the indication, but yeah, 23 of them did for sure.
And this is an Aquinas team, Doug, that on the year only gives up about 150 a game.
And again, they have given up 60 points all year. 42 of those are in the fourth quarter when the backups are
That's right.
They've given up 18 points basically on their varsity. Handed off on the left side. Hall bouncing off tacklers, tries to change his mind. That's not going to work against Aquinas. He does at least pick up a couple from the 24 to the 26. And it'll be third down and 9.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at it, I mean, they just they swarm to the ball and they play pretty simple defense.
And we have got an injured Gibbon Buffalo down on the field. And it might be Jeff Hall, as we said earlier, with that rib problem. He has a broken rib. They were trying to pad that up. He's been going and running well. You wouldn't have even kind of forgot about it, actually, after the first series, Larry. He had been running so well. If he can't go, then Jacob Terry would be Jacob Tracy, just a freshman, would be his backup. And that would be thrown into the fire here against Aquinas in the playoffs.
Right, and he was writhing in pain there, Doug, when he hit the ground. He was rolling around pretty good. But that would be somewhat of a baptism by fire.
Well, let's hope Jeff Hall, and as Coach McLaughlin told me, he goes, I'll know if Jeff's hurt because he's going to stay in through everything. He's a tough, tough kid. And the problem is he's a senior. He wants to be able to be on the field when the final gun sounds tonight. But they're taking a look at Hall. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. And he does stand up, but definitely can tell it's that rib.
Yeah, you know, and if it is Jacob Tracy, he's got 55 carries on the year, Doug, 310 yards. It's almost a 6-yard average, and he's got a long of 80, so...
You know, we've got many more scores to pass along. We will do that and try and get some updates for you from around the area. Some of them have kind of stopped for the moment, but we'll take a look and see what we can pass along to you. For Kearney High, they do lead Norfolk at the half 14-7. Grand Island leads Columbus 20-0 at the half. Ready to play some more football now. Third down and 9, given at their own 26-yard line. 1:34 to go before halftime. It's Aquinas 31 and the Buffaloes nothing. Gibbon just trying to get a first down.
Yeah, that's exactly what they need, and it looks like Aquinas was going to bring them, and then they bailed out.
Braden Snell wants to throw. It's out here and complete to Wyatt Key, and they've got the first down at the 37-yard line. A gain of 11 to another freshman, Wyatt Key.
Yeah, they did a nice job there. They sent their receivers out. Aquinas is playing a big zone, and he just sat down in one of those big holes.
So Gibbon a chance now to run out the clock here in the first half. Let's see if they take a shot downfield. Four wideouts, trips to the right side, the short side. And one man wide to the left. I'm sure that's Hines over there, his favorite receiver. Looking maybe for a blitz from the right side. Nope, they're just going to hand it off. The ball's fumbled. Tracy falls on it. So the first attempt, the ball just bounces off of his chest as he was looking to see where his block was. He does cover it, but it's going to be a loss of 3 on the play.
Yeah, and that's one of those tough spots there, Doug, where he comes in. You know, he's just a freshman, and this is a big spot playing a big team, and you can understand that.
Yeah, he would have some nerves. Second down, 13. Back to pass, Snell. Pressure from the outside. The ball's batted into the air. The ball is intercepted. It is batted into the air, and it is intercepted.
Doug, that was the exact spot or the exact thing you had talked about in that last screen pass that Gibbon threw. It got batted up in the air, and one of those big giant guys up front got his mitts on it. And you talked about that the last time they threw it. If you're going to throw that screen, you want your quarterback to retreat a little bit because you can't throw it with that much air and arc. You want him to retreat. A lot of times quarterbacks out of the pistol in that situation or out of the shotgun, they don't retreat. They feel like they're far enough back. They need to retreat, invite the rush, and help set up the screen, and you don't have to arc that ball quite so much, or it just gets tipped in the air or knocked down.
Aquinas was content to go to half, but now they've got the ball at the 30, so you know they're going to run it and just see what happens. Well, Semrod back to pass, looking, has all day, throws over the middle, and it is behind his intended receiver. It looked like it was going to the back judge there, but incomplete, trying to get it to Caleb Yendrick, who he's really been the only guy he's targeted. He went to McGuire once. Everything else has been to Yendrick.
Doug, make no mistake about this. Aquinas wants to score here. They want that clock to run when they kick this thing off in the second half and end this game. They do not want to give Gibbon a chance. This is a big possession for Aquinas, actually.
Well, that's what I mentioned with Gibbon. Once they got the first down, they could have ran the clock out. Aquinas wasn't going to take a timeout. They had a chance to. They didn't. Second down and 10 at the 30. The lone man out to the right side is Heath Kettler, and it looks like they are short a man. And so a timeout will be called here by Aquinas, their first of the half, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Let's take a look at some more scores. Our score updates are brought to you by Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. Carry out or Valentino's delivers in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. We mentioned that Kearney and Columbus are both, or Kearney and Grand Island are both up at the half. In Class A, in Class B, not many area teams. Aurora trailing out at Scottsbluff at the half by a score of 21-0. McCook leads Omaha Gross 31-6 in the fourth quarter. Elkhorn beat York today 27-24. Gretna leads Pius 28-10 in the second quarter. In C1, Ashland Greenwood 20-6 over Central City in the second quarter. Wilbur Claytonia, undefeated and an 8 seed, leads Central Catholic 14-7. Shadron at the half, only 6-0 over Ogallala. Cozad pounding Fort Calhoun 41-0 in the second quarter. SCOTUS leads Pierce 24-7 at the half. Kearney Catholic in the fourth quarter, a 13-12 lead over Boys Town, and that's currently on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Here it's Aquinas 31, Gibbon nothing, and Aquinas a couple of more cracks here at the end zone. Second and 10 at the Gibbon 30. 37 seconds to go. And Semrod goes right back to pass, throws a little underneath round, and a nice defensive play there by Gareth Stroh to come back and knock it out of the hands of Nathan Kovar.
Yeah, he did a nice job there, and looks like it might be kind of a sad ending here for Mr. Hall. The pads are down on the track. He's taking the tape off his hands. Looks like his career might come to an end here on that play in the first half, Doug.
And Gareth Stroh, who had been playing with that big club on his left arm most of the season, finally got it off tonight, but really hasn't had much of an opportunity to use it, as Aquinas is going to burn another timeout. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll be right back.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Doug Noodle, Larry Baker, back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9, where we have high school volleyball coming up on Monday night. The C-110 sub-district will be played all in one night at Kearney High, where Kearney Catholic will take on Cozad at 4:30, Minden and Gothenburg. Southwest Conference foes will follow at 5:45, the championship at 7:30. Then Tuesday, we'll go to Grand Island Senior High for the C-110 final. Grand Island Central Catholic and St. Paul, the top two seeds there. Third and 10, Semrod back to pass from the Gibbon 30. Pump fake, has time, throws it into the end zone, double covered, and it's still caught. Just shoving his man off of him once that ball got into the air. Nathan Kovar just used a little too much strength, and he pushed Stroh down, and the ball was in the middle of the end zone waiting for him. A 30-yard touchdown on third and 10.
Well, I mean, no disrespect for David City, but that was a terrible route. I mean, that was an old 1940s. They call it a chair, I think. It wasn't very good, but it was a big throw. The key was there was no pressure on the quarterback there, Doug.
Yeah, he held in the pocket that time, yeah. And even with three men trying to chase him down, they couldn't knock it down, and the extra point kick is on the way, and that one is just inside the upright and good. So 25 seconds remaining here in the first half. It is all Aquinas. The undefeated, well, they're not undefeated. They lost to SCOTUS by three, but they look like an undefeated team. 38-0 over Gibbon, and we'll have the kickoff in a moment.
Where else can you get so much great food for such an affordable price? Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon. For years, they've prided themselves in being more bang for the buck and making homemade food fresh right there, like their famous prime rib dinners or their huge jumbo hand-breaded shrimp. What about the freshest salad and fruit bars around? Make the drive to sunny downtown Gibbon and be a part of great family, food, and tradition.
Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Here on Classic Hits, the state football playoffs brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive at the corner of Stolly Park and South Webb Road in Grand Island, and DinsdaleAuto.com. Trev Semrad has been a busy, busy young man, quarterbacking, kicking off, kicking field goals, kicking extra points, and he's going to kick off one more time here. 38-0 Aquinas, 25 seconds to go in the second quarter, and that means as soon as we kick it off in the third quarter, and it'll be Aquinas ball. The clock will continue to run unless Gibbon can score.
Yeah, Gibbon's got to find a way here. And scoring, make sure that clock didn't run. Get a stop. You never know what can happen in these types of deals.
So Simrod to boot it away. And he kind of smacked that off the side of his foot, and it's going to squib out of bounds.
God, did you hear that? It sounded like he kicked a board.
Yeah, that didn't sound very nice. It sounded like kicking something worse than a cold football, and it just squibbed out of bounds. He's trying to squib kick it. He knew with just 25 seconds, just kick it down the middle, but got on top of it a little bit, and Gibbon will take over. And since the last play, that screen blew up in the face, unfortunately, of Gibbon. I can't imagine they'll do anything but hand it off here or take a knee.
No, no question. They're not going to. And you've got your freshman running back in, which in some ways, Doug, is good. I mean, it's good for that freshman. He'll probably be your starter next year, and he'll get some action tonight.
So they'll stay out of their normal pistol formation. Braden Snell, the quarterback, calls the cadence, hands it off to Tracy. Tracy makes a man miss, and Jacob will get across the 35 to about the 38-yard line.
Boy, Doug,
and Gibbons got another man down.
Yes.
It's a 3-yard gain that time for Jacob. And this is what you don't want to see is when you're out there so long, you're over the top, and you just get some kids now start getting injured. And this happens from time to time. They're just getting out. I don't want to say physical because, again, Coach Mimic has always said, we're not the biggest team. A couple of years ago when they played Kearney Catholic, they actually did have some size in the state finals. He said that was an exception. He goes, usually we're not the biggest kids, but they're so strong. If they're 170, the amount of body fat out there on those 11 defensive players is, well, I don't want to say anything, Larry, but, it's not very much.
Now, and here's the key with that. I am very – no.
You look good, buddy.
That's right, I do. Shaped like a pear. Here's the key, though, with Aquinas. 170-pound kid at Aquinas is legit. Like you're saying, a 200-pound kid, there's a weight program. I think the key is in every high school – in the NFL, it's where it's done, but it's one up front. And I think what you see with Aquinas, they have all nearly 60 kids out. What it allows them to do, Doug, is mold and groom and build guys up front to where they don't have to be the biggest guy. They can do it slowly with so many kids, and that is what Aquinas does.
So for the second time here in a short amount, we've got a Gibbon man down and down for an extended period of time. This is going to be one of the linemen. I'm not positive of the numbers, so I'm not going to guess, and we'll try and pick that up. But a timeout on the field, a couple of injuries here. Our physical or our injury update brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. Jeff Hall, who came into the game with the broken rib, looks like he is done for the night after that last series, has taken everything off, including the tape over here. And now they are working out on the sideline over here, Josh Mason.
No, Josh Mason looks like he's warming up to go in. It looks like it was the center, Doug. Josh Mason's warming up to maybe go in at center,
I think. That'd be Cody Ronfeld if it is the center that would be down, and you're exactly right. So we'll take a break, 38-0 in favor of Aquinas. 10 seconds to go here in the first half, and it looks like now Ronfeld does set up, so they're able to help him up, and they're going to have to help him off the field. It's hard to tell exactly what it is, and you hope it's not one of those things like a knee that's going to keep you out of any other athletics for the rest of the year, because you look over there, and Cody, another senior, you hate to have it end this way, but it doesn't look pretty.
No, it doesn't. And he wasn't, I mean, he was hurt. He was laying on top of the Aquinas player, and the Aquinas player couldn't get off.
Must have just rolled, maybe one of those where the knee gets rolled up, and hopefully it's not terrible, terrible, but they bring him over to the bench here, and we'll take a look at him. Should be one more snap. The clock actually is running. Gibbon doesn't have to snap it, and I don't know if Snell is going to snap it. They're just standing there watching, and they're just going to let the clock run out. So Aquinas has come out and is doing what Aquinas does. They are putting the gas, foot on the gas. They are running the football. They're not doing anything overly fancy. They put the ball in the air a few times. They did run a fake field goal that didn't work, but outside of that, there's been nothing over the top. And they're just shutting down Gibbon. Gibbon had two first downs on the opening drive, which gave you a chance for some hope because they started at their own 6 on the opening kickoff, moved it out to the 44. But since then, one first down, and it's 38-0 Aquinas with the lead. Good news is Jeff Hall's not over here grimacing in pain. He's a tough kid. He's going to walk over to the huddle. But, yeah, pretty much the pads are off. As you said, the tape's off. And that's probably the last time we'll see him play high school football.
Yeah, you've got two seniors that's the case, and that makes it a little tougher coming back here in the second half. Now you've got to do some of this with your backups. And I actually would anticipate to see Coach McLaughlin maybe start to play some of those guys as we get into this and give them that experience. It's so important. Making the playoffs, Doug, is such a big deal. Not only you get the extra weeks of practice, but it gives those kids the opportunity to play on a big night.
Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, the number two team in the state, the number 5 seed in Class C2 on this Halloween night has made it scary here for Gibbon. It's 38-0 Aquinas. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Sally McCann with AgXL, your liquid fertilizer application experts in Kearney, Nebraska. Harvest is coming to an end, which means a planting season is right around the corner. What if I told you that I could help increase your yields next year? Well, I can if you let AgXL design a system for you. Stop in our Kearney showroom or on the web at agxcel.com or call me, Sally McCann, at AgXL. That's AgXCEL, where precision meets the soil.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And halftime festivities are underway here at Memorial Field in David City. The state football playoffs, all Aquinas right now as they lead Gibbon by a score of 38-0. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is their treasure, serving all of Buffalo County. Ravenna Sanitation, proud to be a sponsor all year long of area high school athletics. Coming up, we will run down the first half stats. We've got a lot of other activities going on. We will take a look at all the scores from around the area, so stay with us for that as well. We've got volleyball coming up next week. Actually, sports every night of the week next week because we'll have volleyball Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, football Wednesday, and then either football or volleyball next Friday night as well on our network of stations. Let's go ahead and take a look at our Valentino's scoreboard. Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet, will start from the top. Class A, the number one seed, Omaha North, is blasting Lincoln Southwest 43-0 at the half. Kearney leading Norfolk at the half 14-7. Millard West in the second quarter leads Omaha Westside 20-0. Grand Island leads Columbus 20-0 at the start of the third quarter. They've just punched another one in, so the Islanders are up 27-0. Creighton Prep leads Omaha Burke 28-0. Omaha Central and Lincoln East 7-7. Bellevue West and Papillion-La Vista South 14-14. Those are all at the half. And a final score, Millard North beat Bellevue East by a score of 62-27. In Class B, third quarter, number one Omaha Scutt leads Waverly 21-0. Seward leads Sydney at the half 10-6. In the second quarter, Beatrice with a 14-7 lead over Elkhorn South. Scotts Bluff leads Aurora 21-0 at halftime. In the fourth quarter, McCook 38, Omaha Gross 12. In the third quarter, Crete 16, Blair 14. Earlier today, Elkhorn held off York 27-24. And at half, Gretna leads Lincoln Pius X 28-10. In Class C1, halftime scores, Ashland Greenwood 20, Central City 6, Shadron 6, Ogallala nothing, Cozad 41, Fort Calhoun 6. Columbus Scotus 24, Pierce 7. Also halftime scores. Looks like that might be it, so let's go into a one game that still is in the second quarter. Wilbur Claytonia leads Grand Island Central Catholic 14-7. In the fourth quarter, Kearney Catholic 20, Boys Town 12. That's on ESPN, 14-60 and 15-50. Norfolk Catholic 35, Falls City 6. That's a final. And in the third quarter, Boone Central Newman Grove 35-0 over Milford Dorchester. C2 at the half. This is unbelievable. I don't know how. I don't know why. We haven't seen what's going on. But number one Battle Creek, who I was about as sure of anybody making the finals, it would be the Braves. They trail the 16th seed Lutheran High Northeast at the half, 10-7, Larry.
Well, yeah, and Doug, they actually were down 10-0 in this game. Sometimes this can be tough. They just played a couple weeks ago. And some, you know, and they play, they're in the same district. They play each other, you know, every year. That could be a situation where they've just played each other. Lutheran High Northeast might have threw them a screwball here a little bit, but that is a big shocker because Battle Creek is heads above everybody in C2 right now.
So we'll see if Battle Creek can get things turned around at home in the second half. Archbishop Bergen leads Malcolm 20-0. Hastings St. Cecilia over Southern 20-0. Freeman and Stanton 14-14. Talking to some folks, they said Freeman for being a three seed. We'll see. Sutton might get them in the next round, but Sutton probably the toughest first-round matchup in Class C is Sutton and Hardington Cedar Catholic, and it's an extra point difference. Sutton 14, Hardington Cedar Catholic 13 at the half. Other halftime scores, well, that's it for the halftime scores, so let's go back and look at games that are currently in progress here in C2. Oakland Craig in the fourth leads Fillmore Central 41-19. In the third, North Platte St. Pat's leads Southern Valley by a score of 16-0. Six-man action from earlier today. Sioux County beat Hays Center 61-29. Hyannis and Minotaur 6-6 in the second quarter. Spalding Academy beat Wilcox Hildreth 73-25. And Riverside up at Cedar Rapids outscored defending state champion Silver Lake today by a score of 70-60. The six-man semifinals, of course, next Friday and 2 weeks away from the state championship at UNK's Foster Field. Here at the half, it's Aquinas 38, Gibbon nothing. Oh, we'll be back with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
He's at the 30, 20, 10, 10, touchdown, the home team wins.
When you're looking for someone to throw you a winning touchdown, contact your hometown team, the Kroll Agency for Protection, written through IMT or Wadena Insurance. They'll help you customize an insurance plan for you. Call the Kroll Agency in Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Roseland, the IMT Group, and you, a team that can't be beat.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker back with you here at David City Memorial Field, where both David City and Aquinas play their football. And we will have a 38-0 score, Aquinas leading Gibbon here at the half. As we said, the playoffs will continue in Class D on Wednesday, and the pairings and the times have already been announced this afternoon. And let's take a look at some of those matchups that will be coming up next Wednesday in Class D. In D1, the number one seed Creighton in the West will host Neely Oakdale at 6, and Elm Creek will go to Burwell at 6. The 6 seed Blue Hill will play at Hemingford at 2:30. That will be a radio game on the network of stations, Breeze 94.5. And then looks like, Larry, we won't be too far from here. Amherst at Fullerton, which is a game we did Amherst last night, and they're going to go in as an underdog, I would say, to Fullerton. But the way Amherst played last night, they looked a little bit like a team that made the state semifinals last year.
Yeah, no question. I mean, the thing is it took a lot of the season. You know, they won seven games, but that offense looked diversified last night. You know, replacing Mason Klingelhofer, things like that wasn't easy off that semifinal team. The offense looked diversified. This thing's going to come down flat out. Can you tackle Sundrup? of Fullerton, and can you continue to score? Not only does that kid play offense, but he plays defense. Fullerton's pretty good. It's a tough place to play.
Yeah, undefeated Fullerton will host Amherst, the 2-7 matchup at 6 o'clock on Wednesday night, another one of our radio games. The D1 East, there was one upset. Clarkson Lee advances on. They'll be hosting the 3-seed Heartland at 6. Bruning Davenport Shickley will host the 7-seed Bloomfield at 5. And then at 7 o'clock, number 8, Diller O'Dell is at number 1, Friend. And number 5, Guardian Angels Central Catholic will be at number 4, Howells Dodge. In D2 in the West, it will be the 5th-seed Elwood at the 4th-seed Sandhills Thedford in Dunning. 3:30 the kickoff. The other three games will go at 6. Number 8, Paxton at number 1, Anselmo Myrna. Number 2, Garden County will host number 7, Brady. And number 6, Bertrand will be at number 3, Maxwell. And in the D2 East bracket, gets underway at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, a rematch of the state championship game from last year. Fall City Sacred Heart will be at Stewart at 3 on Wednesday afternoon.
And, Doug, that's a game that a lot of people thought could have been the state finals this year had they just ended up on the other side of the bracket from each other. Stewart ends up in that east side of the bracket. We know this east-west split is kind of crazy how it happens in Nebraska. Here's one of the greatest examples of why it shouldn't.
Chambers Wheeler Central, the 8th seed, will play at number 1 Exeter Milligan at 5 o'clock. And then two more of the radio games on our network of stations at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The 3-seed Kennesaw will host the 6-seed Randolph at 5 o'clock. And the 5-seed Giltner will be at the 4-seed Humphrey St. Francis at 6. That should be a dandy.
Oh, no doubt about it. And Humphrey St. Francis, you know, there's, a team that's won plenty of state championships, very well coached, and that will be a dandy.
Here it is 38-0 in favor of Aquinas, and back at Miles Field, Boys Town has scored and converted the two-pointer. It is Kearney Catholic and Boys Town 20-20 in the fourth quarter on ESPN 1460 and 1550. If you're listening on PlatteRiverPreps.com, you can also click on that contest and listen to the conclusion of what is a dandy there at Miles Field. The winner of that looks like they'll play Columbus Scotus, who's up on Pierce 27-7. In the third quarter. We'll take another break here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. When we come back, a look at our first half stats.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Aquinas 38, Gibbon nothing here on Classic Hits. The state football playoffs brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, irrigation, industrial engines, pumps, and generators. HuskerPowerProducts.com. The first half stats. We will start with Jeff Hall and Gibbon as he rushed 12 times for 40 yards in the first half, went out with the rib injury late in the second quarter. Looks like he'll be done. Jacob Tracy carried it twice after that, 0 yards. Quarterback Braden Snell, 5 carries, -2, sacked twice in the ball game. 19 rushing attempts, 38 yards for Gibbon through the air. Braden Snell has put it up 10 times. He's completed 3 of those. He's had the ball picked off twice. 3 of 10, 2 picks, no touchdowns, 19 yards through the air, 38 on the ground, 57 total yards of offense for the Gibbon Buffaloes, producing 3 first downs. They had the 2 interceptions for 2 turnovers. They punted it 5 times for an average of about 29 yards, 3 penalties for 26 yards. Strange thing is that 57 yards is about the average of what this team gives up in a half.
It's exactly what I was going to say, Doug. When you look at it, and I said it after that first drive, you know, that Aquinas only gives up 80 yards a game on the ground, and here Gibbon gets 30. That stat line, I get it, looks terrible as far as from Gibbon, but from what I've seen, that has more to do with Aquinas. This is a really good football team, Doug. They're at home. Given really probably is a year away. They're a fairly young team in a sense, and they've acquitted themselves here. They're playing a heck of a football team.
38 of those 57 yards came on the opening possession here for Gibbon. For the Aquinas Catholic Monarchs, Noah Palon, 8 carries, 74 yards, a touchdown. Connor Cranda, 3 carries, 37 yards, a touchdown. Kenton Cobza, 4 carries, 22 yards. Lane Napier, 6 carries, 38 yards, and a touchdown. Spencer McGuire, 5 carries, 61 yards. Trev Semrad, 4 carries, 3 yards, and a touchdown. That is 30 rushing attempts, 235 yards in the first half through the air. They've tried to go to the air a few times. It hasn't been that successful. Semrod, 2 of 9, no interceptions, but does have a 30-yard touchdown pass on their final possession. So 45 yards through the air, 235 on the ground. That's 280 yards of total offense. They do it in chunks because that's 18 first downs in the first half here for Aquinas. No punts, no turnovers, 2 penalties for 10 yards. The scoring summary, all but once they scored here in this first half of play. Connor Cranda, the first one, a 14-yarder on their opening possession, completing a 54-yard drive. 7:44 to go first quarter, it's 7-0. 11-yard run, Lane Napier completing a 45-yard drive. 3:54 to go first quarter, 14-0. Trev Semrod snuck it in from 2 yards out to complete a 64-yard drive, their longest of the night. The kick made it 21-0 with 1:17 to go in the first quarter. Then Mitchell White comes up with the first interception here tonight, and they're able to take that in. For a well, they actually did get stopped. That's when they ran that fake field goal. The next possession, though, a 20-yard run by Noah Palon was on a 20-yard drive because they had a good punt return. Semrod adds the kick, 28-0, 8:25 to go in the second quarter. Then Semrod got sacked back to the 10-yard line, which would have made it 4th and about 8. So they kicked a 32-yard field goal with 2:33 to go, made it 31-0. Then the pass screen. Trevin Stager comes up with it at the Gibbon 30, and on third down, a 30-yard pass from Semrad to Nathan Kovar, and the kick made it 38-0, and that's where we are at here at the half. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, find them in your local Yellow Pages. We will get the second half underway after this.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Doug Duda, along with Centura football coach Larry Baker, who has been at a two or three stops along his career. You've been on that sideline on both sides of the situation, maybe not necessarily in the playoffs. Again, this is still a fairly young coaching staff over here for Gibbon as they continue to build this. I know these guys were on the verge of almost not making it back a few seasons ago. They had them come back, and they've really taken off over the last 4 years. I don't know what the pep talk is over there, but it's got to be something like, next year starts now.
Well, yeah, and the thing is, you watch what just happened out there, right? They're just as you were talking, the kickoff teams out there, and Coach McLaughlin is out in every one of those kids' face. He's coaching his butt off, and I think that's one of the things you have to do as a coach is you have to get these kids to understand, look, I'm not going to stop coaching. Please don't stop playing. You know, we've still got time together. It's been a great season. We're 8-1, and you're exactly right. We're all coming back. Get this experience. The film memorializes it, Doug, and that's one of the things you always try to tell your kids. Look, every single thing you do out here is going to be time-stamped on film. Please don't do something that would embarrass you or what we want to look at all summer. know, you want to focus on that through the summer and build on that. And getting beat doesn't mean embarrassing. I mean just not competing.
We are getting ready for football action here, and a couple of men are out. Jeff Hall with the rib, and it looks like Cody Ronfeld may not be riding back with the team tonight. Unfortunately, he got rolled up on. They've been taking a look at him all halftime long, and now they're going to actually cart him off the field. He's cognizant, but this is not good for Cody Ronfeld.
Yeah, they brought crutches down, and I think they tried a couple times, and he's a big old boy, and that's a lot of weight to have hanging on a leg like that, so I think they're going to just try to get him out of here a little easier way.
So our best to those young men whose careers, football careers at least, on the high school level, and tonight. Waiting for the kickoff here as the fans having Cody wheeled out right in front of him. It's a onside kick. Aquinas onside kick back at the 44-yard line, and Aquinas was kind of expecting something like that. They played most of their guys up. They'd have a man deep, but watching on film, they knew that Gibbon wasn't going to bomb it off the tee anyway.
But the thing is, that's what I'm talking about right there, Doug. I love it. Why wouldn't you onside kick? What, are you going to kick it deep and just concede?
Yeah, just keep playing. Just keep playing. That's all you can do. And, again, first round of the playoffs, you're going to see some lopsided scores. And coming in, you knew this could happen. You hoped it wouldn't. And we had some pep on our step on the first drive because, you know, the kickoff pinned Gibbon at their six, and you thought, here we go. But they moved it right out to the 44, but not much has happened for them positively since then. They'll go with another fullback trap here. And again, we will have with a 38-0 score. The clock will run no matter what Aquinas does, and not much going that time for the fullback.
Right there, though, on the trap. This is what you want to see out of Gibbon, and this is what you would expect to see knowing their coaching staff and their kids. Colton Brown just absolutely splattered the fullback there. He came up and filled. That's what you want to see here.
So Napier, the fullback. You've got Cranda and Palon as the halfbacks. And Sebron's going to roll out like he wants to throw. He does. He dumps it off to Cobes of the fullback into Gibbon territory at the 48. He goes forward to the 44-yard line. That's a gain of 10.
Yeah, one of the linebackers tripped over one of the D linemen there for Gibbon. So Cobes was able to just run free, Doug, on his little crossing route.
Got some good seniors on this year's class, but you've got a lot of underclassmen for Gibbon. And we'll see if they can find a way to get on the scoreboard tonight, maybe punch a football loose here, force a turnover, get a play in their favor. The ball will be marked at the 44-yard line, and Jeff Hall actually has put his jersey back on, whether it's for warmth or whether it's to get back in the game. Pitch play, McGuire, he's going to get knocked down behind the line of scrimmage, and in there is Garrett Stroh. He drops him for about a 3-yard loss.
Yeah, that was a great play there by Garrett Stroh. Come off the edge there and played that the way you're supposed to play it, Doug.
Second down and 13 for Aquinas. A rare negative play for the Monarchs. Ball spotted at the Gibbon 47-yard line. 38-0 Aquinas, 9:40 to go in the third quarter. Semrod under center. He'll send McGuire in motion. Fullback trap, Cobza. Gets five, gets six, gets to the 40-yard line, but it needed a lot more. It's going to be a gain of about 7 on the play, and that'll bring up fourth down and 6.
Yeah, Coach Mimic, it looks like he's running some of his younger guys out there. He's done a little subbing. I don't know. Coach McLaughlin just went and talked to Jeff Hall again and sent him down. I don't – this all –
Hall's over here talking to the coach, assistant coach, is saying, I can go.
Yeah, he's bouncing around. It all may be for nothing, but he's definitely pleading his case down here, Doug.
Third down, they'll line up and roll out Semrod. Backpedaling, throwing as far as he can, and it is going to be incomplete. Good battle there between Stroh and Nola Palon down at the 10.
That's one thing. I, you know, run the old banana route out there out of the double wing, but going deep in the playoffs here, that's not a ball you want your quarterback throwing. That thing could have been picked pretty easy. You'd still like him to make good decisions. Okay, we're going to get back here and throw it a little bit and work on some of those things. But the decision-making process is far more important than how far we can throw it.
And you saw how strong he was because basically threw that off his back foot about 35 yards in the air, and it was right on target.
Right, and we've seen him grow up. I think, what was he, Doug? Was he a sophomore when you and I did the game against Sutton? And that year, you know, they just had him hand it off.
And on fourth down and 7 at the 40, they're going to go for it. They haven't punted yet. And they'll put a man in motion and give it to Paylon around the left side. Gets to the 35. He won't get it. He is upended a couple of yards short.
I think it's going to be a first down, Doug.
And coming in to make the tackle is going to be Vinny Pearson. So a gain of five as they went forward on fourth down, and Gibbon will take over on downs. Second time they've stopped Aquinas on downs tonight.
Jeff Hall's asking. He's begging right now. He's taking the play, Doug. Jeff Hall's come back.
That is amazing. That is amazing.
That's the deal where he probably sat down at the half and said, look, I don't know about all of you, but my career is not going to end like this. And he's had a tremendous career. He's had a great season.
Well, I would imagine Coach McLaughlin is going to say, we're going to give it to you on the first play, and I'm going to see. I'm going to see right now if you should be in the game or not. So first and 10, give it at their own 5-yard line with a slot left out of that pistol formation. Almost snap it over his head, but they do give it to Hall. Hall never had a chance, and he is going to be about a 1/2 yard short of getting back to the line of scrimmage. With that high snap, Snell grabbed it with one hand and then handed it off, and now off the bottom of the pile, getting rolled up there, is going to be Mitch White. He is kind of shaking that left knee a little bit.
Yeah, and he's one of Aquinas' big boys, but if you're Jeff Hall coming back from a bad rib injury, that isn't how you want it to start.
No, you're going to get squished like an accordion on a play like that. Those big fellows are just going to jump on your shoulders. It is second down and 10 at their own 35-yard line. Again, we've got the running clock, so we're down to 6:40 to go here in the third quarter, 38-0 Aquinas. Different look this time to the right side. Snell, maybe a busted play, is just going to run it out of bounds and get shoved into the track. His momentum tripped up over the sideline there on the tackle made by Lane Napier. And it's going to be a loss of about a yard on the play.
Yeah, Doug, and one of the, you know, they now have their young center in the game, and those are some big boys for Aquinas right now for him to have to deal with.
Josh Mason in as the center. Josh, a 5'11", 160-pound junior. And you look at the big guys that are over the top of him on third down and 11. Braden Snell back to pass. Three-step drop, going to throw it down the right sideline. Jump ball here, and it is going to be picked off. He got his foot down.
He's hurt, Doug.
Trev Semrad might have lost his air as he fell on his back on a pass intended for Corbin Hines at the 37, and they help him up quickly. I know he reaches back to the small of his back, but it is a third
pick.
He fell
right on his back.
Third pick. He was trying to keep that foot down, and it was right in front of us here, so we weren't guarded by the Gibbon players. Great play, third pick of the night for Aquinas.
Yeah, that was a great play. He's a tremendous athlete, great ball skills, and he's really shown it tonight. I mean, what a career he's had, Doug. He's got a gold medal. He's got a silver medal.
When's the last time Aquinas started inside their own 40? They're going to do it here, even if it is off of a pick. 38-0 Aquinas, just under 5 minutes and counting here in quarter number three. As they again send the man in motion around the right side, the halfback Connor Cranda is crunched in the backfield. There's Big Vinny.
Yeah,
or Ozzie, excuse me.
Yeah, and Vinny actually played that well out there as well, Doug. Caleb Yendrick did a really nice job for Aquinas, actually. He was going to block in the back, and he pulled up, and that's why the tackle got made there. But most times a kid will still pound him in the back, and it ends up for 15.
Pretty generous spot that time. It looked like he lost about 3, and he's officially going to lose about 1/2 yard, but that hasn't been a problem covering ground tonight for Aquinas. Second down and 11 at their own 37, and an inside handoff. New running back this time will stretch it to the 40-yard line. And no, excuse me, it is not a new back. It is Nola Paylon. I thought it was 10, but Paylon will get a couple, and it'll be 3rd and 9.
Yeah, and Vinny Pearson did a nice job there. He doesn't make the tackle, but he makes the hit about 3 yards deep. We haven't talked a lot about, Ozzie Rodriguez. And we haven't talked a lot about Ozzie yet. He's kind of their captain on their O-line, D-line. Big, tough, tough kid. Good football player. And Coach McLaughlin does bring him back next year.
As he goes back to pass, Semrod tripped up. And the sack is going to be made by Kristen Tamayo back inside the 35 at the 33. So they have got him a couple of times tonight.
Yeah, this passing game has been kind of interesting, Doug. They've thrown the ball for 851 yards on the season, which really is pretty decent. You know, Nate Cover's got 360 yards and 5 touchdowns. But it's just a situation where, with just not a very decent passing game.
One of the big scores tonight is Hardington Cedar Catholic getting back-to-back touchdowns. They lead undefeated Sutton 27-14 mid-third. Here is a snap of the first punt of the ball game. A little rush, couldn't quite get to it as a short punt bounces at the given 38 and will be down at the 36-yard line, a 31-yard punt on the first punt of the night for Trev Semron. And Gibbon will take over, first down and 10 at their own 36. 2:35, and even right now the clock continues to run. Don't forget at the end of the night, the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. Merritt Lawson, Tyson Avronik, and our crew back in the studios give you the scores and updates from all of the playoff games tonight. Highlights of our radio games, including Kearney Catholic and Boys Town, which we'll get an update here on just a minute. State football brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, the corner of Stolly Park Road and South Webb Road in Grand Island, and DinsdaleAuto.com. Snell will take the snap here on first and 10. Again, it's high, but again, you got the backup center. That's some pressure. He's trying to avoid it. Rolling out, looking, has a man open, and it is going to be thrown out of bounds. He scrambled long enough that Gareth Stroh and Lopez were both open, but when you're running for your life, you don't get a lot of field vision down there, and at least he got it dumped off and didn't take the sack.
Yeah, it's tough to get much under it and behind it when you're running for your life.
Checking that to score on ESPN Radio in Class C1, Kearney Catholic, 27, Boys Town 26. Plenty of scoring in the fourth quarter. Looks like maybe the Stars scored last in that one.
Rashawn drew something up. We knew he would.
1:24 to go here. Third quarterback to pass. Snell has time. Throws over the middle. Overthrows his intended receiver, Hines. It's going to be picked off. Korver up to the 40, the 35, down to the 33-yard line. And Nathan Korver with the fourth pick of the night for Aquinas.
Yeah. Just overthrew him. At his receiver, Doug. He just overthrew him.
So almost everybody is scoring, and almost everybody, somebody different at least each time, getting an interception. The ball returned to the 38 of Gibbon.
Yeah, and again, like I said, he had his receiver there. Well, that's good to hear from the Stars.
Kearney Catholic looks like a trip to Columbus. SCOTUS leading Pierce 27-7 in the third quarter. So some excitement tonight going on in Kearney for Kearney High. They are in a much tougher battle with Norfolk this week, but they lead at 14-10 in the third. Now we've got some backups in there, which will be interesting. For Aquinas, fullback trapped to the 30-yard line, a gain of 3. And that's Cobza.
You know, Doug, it's been interesting. Kearney Catholic has done this all year. Not sure if there's a little bit of that Kearney Catholic magic, but think about this. All year, you know, everybody thought really dominant. They've been plenty dominant. They haven't won some of these by maybe as big a margin as we thought, but they are a good football team. I think they're battle-tested. They can handle November football close games like this.
Kenton Cobes had just hobbled off the field. So some injuries starting to occur, and that means they want to get this game over. And that clock runs out in the third quarter. And no scoring in the third. It's still Aquinas 38, Gibbon nothing. The state football playoffs brought to you on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll be right back.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a trucker SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And on the first play of the fourth quarter, Mitch Komet will get the carry. Just keeping it up the middle there for a gain of about 3 on the play.
Just playing trap there, Doug, again. This is just – and now as these backups come in, you see the same base playbook, the old JV playbook, the 10 plays you love more than anything in the whole world, and the ones you want your JVs to learn and be able to bring into the varsity action, and that was just straight trap there off your orbit motion.
Third down and four at the 28-yard line of Gibbon. Opening minute of the fourth quarter, and they'll give it off the left side this time to James Cobza. Cobza breaks a tackle inside the 25-20 and gets down to about the 15-yard line, a gain of 13 and a first down, the 20th of the game for Aquinas.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting. The quarterback now, they have subbed their quarterback out, but it's Spencer McGuire who's actually playing quarterback. He's played wingback all night. Had kind of a big night running the ball for him, so he's their second-team quarterback. So they haven't taken him out of the line of fire. They've just moved things around a little bit.
At the end of the ball game, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show, final stats and a recap of tonight's action. McGuire will take the snap, hand on the jet sweep around the right end, inside the 10, inside the 5, and walking into the end zone, Sam Cisco.
Yeah,
you only got 56 kids, you can get about 30 of them to carry the ball. Cisco is the ninth.
Yeah, and there Cisco does a nice job. It's a jet, but they pull the backside guard, and he just follows him right up through the hole. Number 54 was the pulling guard there, Jaden Sylvester, and they just followed him right up through the hole.
So the 20-yard touchdown run makes it 44-0, and Semrad comes in still to try the extra point. Good snap, the hold's down, the kick has plenty on it, and it is good. 10:34 to go in the ball game. It's Aquinas 45, Gibbon nothing. State football playoffs brought to you by AgXL, your precision fertilizer application experts. Located in Kearney or online at agxcel.com. AgXL, where precision meets the soil.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And Gibbon set to get a kick return here as Semrod puts his foot to the cold football and passes at the 10. It'll be taken 5. It's Hall 15, 20. Breaks one tackle and then gets de-cleated at the 24-yard line. And that's where the Gibbon Buffaloes will take over again. Since the opening drive, there hasn't been much. One first down in the game for Gibbon, and they have yet to cross midfield.
Yeah, they have not crossed yet. Gosh, on that opening drive, it looked so promising. Aquinas, maybe it was a feeling out stage, and Aquinas just hit the gas after that. But hasn't been for a lack of trying, but there just hasn't been much there.
Cody Ronfelt lost tonight. Looked like probably a knee injury. Not official on that. Jeff Hall, broken rib, is back in the game. First down and 10 at their own 23-yard line. Snell on the varsity offense, obviously going to stay in there for Gibbon with the clock running. Snell, hard count, now takes the snap. Back to pass, pump fake, under some pressure, has to roll out of there. There's nobody to throw it to. Behind is Hall, and the pass is going to be, is that knocked away? Yes, it is. Great job of coverage by Connor Cranda. It looked like Hall, after everybody was going to take off and go get the quarterback, was all by himself, but coming all the way over from his safety position, just got there in time.
What Connor Cranda did great there is he stayed in the middle of the field. It's a cover three. He didn't let any of the receivers take him out of his spot. So when the ball was thrown, he was able to break on it regardless of where it was on the field.
On second down and 10, even on the incompletions, the clock will continue to run. 9 minutes to go in the game. Snell takes the snap. Draw play, Hall, big hole up the middle, 25. Gets to the 30 and forces his way to the 31-yard line, a gain of 8 for Hall.
That's a great run. I can't understand why, with the starter still in here, why Gibbon doesn't throw to the number two receiver here. Aquinas is subbed. They're not covering that number two receiver. He runs him right up the seam, just outside the hash right here. Maybe bends it back in. The safety won't be there. It probably goes for a touchdown.
Third down and three. Still out of the pistol. Four wide out. Snell back to pass. Has some time. Rolls right. Throws it out here. It's going to be complete at the 41-yard line and straight down to the ground. Will be Corbin Hines for a first down.
Yeah, they go to Hines. It's kind of interesting. I really thought maybe we'd see Garrett Stroh catch the ball tonight, where we finally have seen him get his cast off, and I don't know that they've thrown him a pass, Doug.
Well, that is – no, I don't think so either. That is the first down of the second half, fourth first down of the game for Gibbon. Ball will be marked at their own 40 as they line up to go again. They'll hand it off to Hall. Got some room up the middle. 45. Makes a man miss. Cuts to the outside. 50. Into Aquinas territory. 40. Stroh with the block. 30. 20. 10. And it'll be brought down at the 7-yard line. On the saving tackle is James Kobza. But that's going to add some positive here for giving it a chance to get in the end zone. A 51-yard run for Jeff Hall.
That was a great run. Nice job by Stroh going down there and making good blocks. They need to get this thing in the end zone.
Yeah, there's the reason. Just keep playing hard. See if you can get that ball in the end zone here. First down and goal at the 9-yard line. Line up in the same formation with four wideouts. Back to pass, Snell. Has some pressure. Oh, what a great job of stepping up. Now he wants to run. Gets to the 6, and he'll be brought down there. Actually, he stepped underneath 3 defenders. And when he did that, he said, I still can pass it. And by that time, there was nobody left open, so he scrambled for a couple, and it'll be second down and goal.
Yeah, they were trying to set the screen up there, Doug, that same screen that they'd run 2 previous times, and if he throws it, he had a pretty good chance.
Grand Island, a 33-0 lead over Columbus in the fourth quarter. More scores coming up on the Valentinos scoreboard in a moment. Second and goal just inside the 8. Rolling to his right is Snell. Throws to the corner for the pylon, and it hits the ground. Again, trying to get it to Corbin Hines. He's been about the only man he's looked for tonight.
And it's been a little bit surprising, but inside zone here. You'll get it in. I think you've got the big guys up front. Aquinas doesn't. You run inside zone here, and I think you can smash this baby in.
Hope everyone's having a safe and happy Halloween. Hastings College started basketball tonight. Can you believe it?
No.
Loper volleyball at home. All the Huskers, the Broncos, and the Lopers home football games tomorrow. Gibbon, third and goal at the 7. Snell will roll to his right and wants to throw again. Rolling. Same play. This time it's up in the air for the touchdown. And Gibbon is on the board on a 7-yard touchdown pass from Snell to Corbin Hines. 5:49 remains.
Yeah, that was a nice job, and it, you know, gets done off the big run there by Hall. To see Gibbon continuing to dig here.
Just the same play they ran the previous play. Just executed it, ran it a little bit better. Now they line up for the swinging gate here, does Gibbon. They send 7 men to the left, and Snell will take the snap. Looking right, now might want to run. Scrambling, throws it. It's going to be knocked down. Didn't work. He was trying to get it to Jeff Hall, who released late as his back. Trying to get a 2-point conversion. Didn't work. And with 5:49 to go, Gibbons on the board, but it's Aquinas 45. Gibbons 6. We'll be back with more of the state football playoffs right after this.
Hi, I'm Sally McCann with AgXL, your liquid fertilizer application experts in Kearney, Nebraska. Harvest is coming to an end, which means a planting season is right around the corner. What if I told you that I could help increase your yields next year? Well, I can if you let AgXL design a system for you. Stop in our Kearney showroom or on the web at agxcel.com or call me, Sally McCann, at AgXL. That's AgXCEL, where precision meets the soil.
45-6, Aquinas with the lead over Gibbon. It was 38-0 at the half. We've got the continuous clock here in the second half. Gibbon just gets into the end zone as they are ready to kick the ball away here. And after the kickoff, we'll run down some more scores for you in the Valentino scoreboard. As the onside kick is booted by Rodriguez, takes a nice hop, but Gibbon can't get to the ball quick enough, and it's going to be covered there by Brandon Darrow. and he will cover it at the 37-yard line. Scotts Bluff leads Aurora 28-7. That's in the third quarter. Seward over Sydney 17-14 in the third quarter. McCook beat Omaha Gross 38-25. Blair now leads Crete 24-22 in the fourth quarter. Elkhorn beat York earlier 27-24. Gretna leads Pius 35-20 in the third quarter of play. Central Catholic has tied Wilbur Claytonia 21-all in the fourth quarter. Hanging out of that 6-0 lead over Ogallala in the fourth. Cozad 41-6 over Fort Calhoun in the fourth. And we are back to action here with another set of youngsters into the ballgame for the Monarchs of Aquinas. Fullback dive, get what they can across the 40 to about the 42-yard line. And the ball carried that time by Kyle Petrie, getting down to the freshman now, Larry.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if you saw anything other than toss, sweep, or trap here the rest of the way. You're going to get all them young guys in. And Gibbon has really started to empty things out here as well. You see Colton Brown there is awful upset. Sounds like they've told him his night's over.
I think the scoreboard operator's night's over, too. They continue to fall behind a little bit here. But fullback dive again. Hitting hard, Gareth Stroh trying to bring down the ball carrier. They will stack up Josh Rowe after a gain to the 46-yard line. A gain of three more.
Yeah, that's pound, pound, pound here. We're seeing Gibbon continue to run them on. They've still got quite a few. Ozzie Rodriguez is still out there. Garrett Stroh is still out there. Corbin Haynes is still out there.
The CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show later tonight. Don't forget to stay with us for the post-game show brought to you by New West. Third down and three at their own 47-yard line, and some confusion in the backfield, but Farila Maquiza gets the ball, breaks a tackle, and dives forward, gets the first down, Jeff Hall, and you can just kind of tell by the crowd reaction, here's a young kid that probably hasn't touched it much this year.
Yeah, and the thing is, Given had him stopped, they kind of got tough and tried to throw him down, and they just threw him forward for a first down.
21 first downs unofficially in this football game, 18 of those in the first half for Aquinas, who will improve to 9-1. And it looks like Hastings St. Cecilia, they'll travel down to Duncan Field next Friday. First and 10 at midfield. In motion, toss sweep goes to Matt Nodrickle, and he is going to be upended in the backfield. And coming back there is another freshman, Wyatt Key, for Gibbon.
Yeah, Wyatt Key's played well for them most of the year. He's a pretty tough kid. And I mean, there's some young guys that Gibbon has that have seen real action this year, and Key's one of them.
12 different players at least have carried the football here for Aquinas, and got a little end out here that they've listed as 100 pounds on the program. They don't list him under 100, and I know he's not 100 pounds, but the handoff will go straight up the middle as the clock continues to run. And Josh Rowe will carry it for a 5-yard gain. It'll be third down and 9.
If you had to bet, what does Mason Helgoff weigh? That little guy that just run off the field.
He looks about as big as I was as a freshman. A little fella comes out there, but that's part of a program. Everybody wants to play. Everybody wants to be part of a victorious and a good program and a good team. Third down and 9 at midfield, and they'll give it to number 10, Mukwezi again. He's going to get about a yard, be thrown forward for a 2-yard gain. Now making the tackle is going to be Ricardo Ramirez for the Gibbon Buffaloes. 45-6, Aquinas 2.5 and running here in the fourth quarter.
I wouldn't have a clue how old I was, Doug, the last time I weighed what that guy does.
it was followed by happy 6th birthday, Larry.
Yeah, it very well could have been.
2:15 to go. The clock continues to run. A 4th down and 7-yard situation at the Gibbon 47 for Aquinas. Simple. First, who covers the ball? They cover it. Top of the pile is going to be tackle last time. The first and only turnover of the game for Aquinas, and it happened on 4th down.
Schnell's coming back out. Ozzie Rodriguez still out. He's still going with most of them. Hall is in the backfield.
1:36 to go in the football game. Gibbon will take over at their own 43-yard line, trailing 45-6 here in the C2 State Football Playoffs on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Glad to have you along with us as Snell going to pitch it to Hall, trying to get to the right side. Makes one man miss, breaks a tackle at the 45, 50, gets into Aquinas territory, and will be brought down at about the 43-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 15 yards. And a timeout will be called by Gibbon. It'll be their first of the football game, second half. 1:02 to go in the game. It is Aquinas 45, Gibbon 6. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
And Leg Duda along with Larry Baker. It's not been Gibbons' night, but they're trying to finish strong here. Aquinas up 45-6. 1:02 left to go in the ball game. Gibbon has it first and 10 at the 43-yard line of Aquinas. And back to pass is Snell, rolling left, rolling. Now decides to throw it as far as he can, and the ball is going to be in and out of the hands of Alex Smolcomb at the Aquinas 16-yard line. He was wanted to make sure he kept his feet in. Might have had a little more room than he actually thought.
Yeah, he ended. He was behind there. He was definitely in the clear. Gibbons giving her a go. I think they can score running it here. That also could be a deal. Smolcomb trying to get him a touchdown in a situation like this. But I think they can run the ball and score here.
Well, with the clock continuing to wind down here, the only way to stop it is to call a timeout. So Gibbon has done that. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. They want a couple of more shots here. It is second down and 10. Coming up, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. And we will have all of the final stats. We'll look at some of the scores. We had an epic one at Miles Field tonight. Kearney Catholic holds on for a 27-26. A win over Boys Town. Kearney clinging to a 14-10 lead over Norfolk. If they win, they would host Omaha North, a 50-16 winner over Lincoln Southwest tonight. 40 seconds remain. Gibbon at 43 of Aquinas will take the snap. Braden Snell drops back to pass, has protection from Tracy. Now again, wheel route for Hall. He's open at the 25-20, 15-10. Jeff Hall will score one more time in his high school career, a 43-yard touchdown pass.
Yeah, Coach Mimics over there saying wind the clock. He wasn't very happy about that. But for my, you know, I said this last night in the Amherst game. You're in the playoffs. It's big boy football now. It's not in the regular season, so deal with it. You didn't have any problems sticking 45 on the board. Let Gibbon finish this game.
So that's what's going to happen here. And getting ready for the extra point. Gibbon will go for two, and then they'll have to kick it off, and that'll be the end of our football game. And Snell will roll to his right, throws to the end zone. The two-point conversion is no good. And actually, now the deficit is 33, so they'll have to actually snap the ball after the kickoff. It's Aquinas 45, Gibbon 12. State football playoff action brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, irrigation and industrial engines, pumps and generators, huskerpowerproducts.com.
Yeah, they will have to snap it one time, Doug. It'll be interesting to see. I would not put it past Gibbon to kick an onside kick here, if you want the truth.
Well, we'll see what happens as the Buffaloes behind 38-0 at the half. It's 45-12 here in the fourth quarter. The Buffaloes will end their season at 8-2. We will see seniors Brian Zimmer along with Cody Ronfeld, who was hurt right before halftime, did not get a chance to play in the second half. Ricardo Ramirez, Alex Smolcomb, Gareth Stroh, Jeff Hall, Robert Wagnitz. Those are the seniors playing their final football game tonight for the Buffaloes.
Yeah, and you see Ozzie Rodriguez down there taking this awful tough. It tells you what it meant to him, Doug. And being somebody anybody that's got to play them next year. You see, they got a lot coming back, but you can just tell what it means to them.
And this ball is going to be kicked out of bounds by Gibbon. They tried to kind of fly it into the open area, not a true onside kick, but that pooch kick to about the 30 where you don't put anybody. They were trying to pooch one there, and it didn't work. And now we see a whole bunch of backups coming in defensively here for the Gibbon Buffaloes to get their name in the books. And for Aquinas, they'll run in their offense. One snap to finish this football game up. And Gibbon still looking for their first playoff win since 1989. But if they can play the type of football, they'll take it up a level for all these guys. And that level, I would think, next year might be good enough to get some things done.
Yeah, I think so. I would definitely anticipate to see them do the bit.
And the final play of the game is a trap play right up the middle for Aquinas. They'll gain about 5 yards on the play. And the game that was over probably 8 minutes into the contest is now officially over, with Aquinas winning another playoff game here tonight at home. The final score is going to be Aquinas Catholic 45 and the Gibbon Buffaloes 12. Aquinas will head to Hastings St. Cecilia for a game that we'll have on 1230 KHAS next Friday, and that should be a dandy. I'll tell you, it was Sutton going out tonight, unfortunately, to Harnington Cedar Catholic, who's a great football team. Hastings St. Cecilia now going to kind of have to carry the banner for the area.
No question, and I mean, that's a Goliath matchup. Goliath matchup. Both coaches, multiple state championships, that kind of thing. That's a big, big matchup. State finals type game. And you know what it is, like you said, not only our area, but Northeast Nebraska, Hardington comes down again and beats one of our guys.
So we'll take a timeout and be back with the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show here from David City, where Aquinas has defeated Gibbon 45-12 on Classic Hits.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to Aquinas, where it is time now for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today, and it always is a sad feeling most of the time when your season comes to an end, as it does tonight for Gibbon. Larry, from that coaching standpoint, what's this final huddle of the year like?
Well, it's tough. I mean, as you said, there's only six teams in the entire state that will take this huddle and have it be something more than a tear-filled mess. What you have to do as a coach is just, you know, one of the things you want to do is get them to understand what's been accomplished. There's plenty of time to talk about what needs to be worked on. What you'd like to see, again, you see Ozzie Rodriguez. He's not even in the huddle. He's just several yards away. You want to get him in there. And, you know, I know we're upset and I know we're sad, but, you know, we got to keep our chin to the wind, and one of the things you want to do is, and you see him, I mean, he's pretty animated, Coach McLaughlin is, you want to explain to them how important it is, how big it is, and it's always tough, because every time you graduate a team, even if you bring every single kid back, that team will never be the same. You go through so much together. You start on June 1st. It's not like it used to be. It's not like these boys started back in August. You start on June 1st. You start talking about it in April and May. You've been together every single day through that. So there's a lot that you go through there. I'm glad to see Coach McLaughlin comes over and tells Ozzie to join the huddle, and he's going to send them over to their fans now. It's tough, and it's also happy because there's an accomplishment here. You know, Coach McLaughlin has brought this thing a long ways, and those of us that spend – every single Friday night trying to get a first down, and you spend every Saturday to Friday trying to figure out how to get a first down. It's an odd feeling for you too, because literally within an hour or two, his mind kind of shuts off in a sense. I woke up last Friday morning, and I didn't have a clue what I was going to do. I literally went and played a round of golf, because it's the first time in all those months that your wheels aren't just grinding and sparks flying out of your ears with you trying to figure out how to get a first down, how to beat somebody, how to put your kids in the best position. You worry all night about maybe a kid that had gotten hurt, or a kid that is it going right for him at home or in the classroom. There's just a lot that goes into this.
Well, we'll take a break, come back with the final stats. We'll have the scoreboard update for you as well on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show after this.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Postgame Show. Let's take a look at the scoreboard update brought to you by Valentino's on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, home of the Grand Italian Buffet, and, of course, carry out delivery in the Kearney area in Class A. Number 1, Omaha North over Lincoln Southwest, 50-16. Kearney has held on to a 14-10 lead over Norfolk late in the fourth. Millard West leads Omaha West Side 30-0 in the third. Grand Island shutting out Columbus. They win the ball game 40-0. Creighton Prep over Omaha Burke 37-0 in the fourth. Omaha Central has upset Lincoln East 21-14, 11 seed over a 6. So Central wins it. Papillion La Vista South, a 10 seed, leads Bellevue West 35-21 in the fourth. And the number 2 seed, Millard North, beat Bellevue East 62-27. In Class B, Omaha Scott blanks Waverly 35-0. Seward holds off Sydney 24-14. Beatrice leads Elkhorn South in the third 28-21. Scott's Bluff leads Aurora in the fourth 35-19. McCook cruises past Omaha Gross 38-25. Blair leads Crete 31-22 in the fourth. Elkhorn beat York earlier today 27-24. And Gretna was up 35-10, I believe it was, and now it's 35-26 over Lincoln Pius X in the fourth quarter. C1, Ashland Greenwood, the top seed, leads Central City 41-6 in the fourth. Wilbur Claytonia has scored to break a tie. They lead Central Catholic 28-21 in the fourth. Shadron will go to Cozad. Shadron 6-0 over Ogallala. Cozad 41-13 over Fort Calhoun. Columbus Scotus beats Pierce 35-7. Kearney Catholic in overtime beats Boys Town 27-26. The Stars will be at Columbus next Friday night. Norfolk Catholic takes care of Falls City 35-6. Boone Central Newman Grove shuts out Milford Dorchester 48-0. In Class C2, Battle Creek was down 10-0 and 10-7 at half to the 16 seed, but they have went on a run here. They've outscored Lutheran High 24-0. Battle Creek 31, Lutheran High Northeast 10 in the fourth quarter. Archbishop Bergen leading Malcolm 26-0 in the fourth quarter. Of course, here Aquinas has beaten Gibbon 45-12. They will travel to Hastings to play St. Cecilia, who downed Southern 42-7. Freeman leads Stanton 26-14 in the fourth. Hardington Cedar Catholic upset Sutton 27-14, scoring the only two touchdowns of the second half. Oakland Craig beats Fillmore Central 47-19. North Platte St. Pat's leads Southern Valley 30-6 in the fourth quarter. And your winners in six-man today, Sioux County, Riverside, and Spalding Academy, with Minotaure leading Hyannis at the half 24-12. A look at the final stats when we come back.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
And welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Postgame Show. Doug Duda, Larry Baker from David City and Memorial Field here, where Aquinas has beaten Gibbon 45-12. Again, we had the running clock throughout the second half. So, Larry, most of the stats tonight accumulated in the first half when Aquinas was up 38-0 at halftime.
Yeah, it was just like it was last night, to tell you the truth. Everything happened in the first half. I still think Gibbon came and they acquitted themselves well. They showed that they'd compete. They fought tough all the way to the bitter end. You could see at the very end what it meant to them. This is a very good David City Aquinas team, and that I really mean that. This will be a Goliath matchup next week, because I really think that those are two of the three best teams in the entire state. They're going to go at it at Duncan Field next week.
Aquinas and St. Cecilia, here are your final stats unofficially for Gibbon. They were led by Jeff Hall, 16 carries, 106 yards. He did have a big 41-yarder to help him out in the second half, but 16 carries, 106. Jacob Tracy, 2 carries, 0 yards. Braden Snell, 7 carries, negative 1. He was sacked twice. 19 rushing attempts for Gibbon, 105 yards. For Snell, through the air in the first half, he was 3 of 10 with 2 interceptions, 19 yards. And then in the second half, he was 3 of 9 with 2 more interceptions and had 59 yards. So for the ball game, 6 of 19, 4 picks, 2 touchdowns, a 7-yarder and a 43-yarder in this football game. The 7-yarder goes to Corbin Hines, and then Jeff Hall hauls in the 43-yarder. So a total of 78 through the air, 105 on the ground, 183 yards, a total offense for Gibbon, resulting in 7 first downs, 3 penalties. In fact, no penalties on either team in the second half, 26 yards. They had the 4 turnovers, all on interceptions. No punts in the second half for Gibbon. They had 5 that averaged about 29 yards. For the Aquinas Catholic Monarchs, looks like about 14 guys carried the football here tonight. So we'll do our best. Noah Palon, the leading rusher for the season, got 10 carries, 81 yards, and a touchdown tonight. Sam Sisko, 1 carry, 20 yards. It was a touchdown. Connor Cranda, 4 carries, 36 yards, and a touchdown. Kenton Cobes, 6 carries, 32 yards. Lane Napier, 7 carries, 40 yards, and a touchdown. James Cobes came in, 1 carry, 13 yards. Spencer McGuire, 6 carries, 58 yards. Young man number 10, Fadili Mwiksa, and I know I butchered it, and I'm sorry about that, but he was able to carry it to twice tonight for 5 yards. Quarterback Chev Semrad, 5 carries, negative 4. He had 2 sacks. He did have a touchdown run. Kyle Petrie had 2 carries for 11 yards in the football game here tonight. Mitch Kement, 1 carry, 3 yards. Josh Rowe, 2 carries for 8 yards. And finally, you had Matt Nadrickel had 1 carry for negative 4. If I added it up correctly, that's 54 rushing attempts, 299 yards on the ground. Again, maybe you're thinking it should have been more than that, but if you joined us late, most of the drives were 50 yards or less that they scored on tonight for Aquinas. Through the air, Semrod was 2 of 9 in the first half with a touchdown pass, no picks, 45 yards, 1 of 2 for 10 yards in the second half. So 3 of 11, no interceptions, 1 touchdown pass, 55 through the air, 299 on the ground, 354 yards of total offense, 21 first downs tonight for Aquinas, 2 penalties for 10 yards. They had 1 punt for 31 yards, and they had 1 fumble very late in this football game. To take a look at the scoring drive, the sports scoring drive wrap-up is brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. Everything you need covered, wrapped up in one great insurance agent, Buffalo County Farm Bureau in Kearney. And maybe the most positive, meaningful drive of the night for Gibbon came on the opening drive. They took the kickoff, and it was a great kick. It pinned them at the 6. It really kind of confused Gibbon. It was right in the corner. They thought maybe it was going to go out. It didn't. They were kind of in a bad spot, but they were able to move the ball, get a couple of first downs out to the 44, got stopped, and then only had one more first down until the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, that really did it. On that opening drive, when that started, it looked good, and it wasn't until the subbing happened that Gibbon was able to ever really get the ball going again.
For the Aquinas Catholic Monarchs, on their first possession, a 54-yard drive capped off by Connor Crando's 14-yard touchdown run. Semrod had all the extra points that made it 7-0. Then Lane Napier from 11 yards out capped the 45-yard drive, 3:54 to go in the first quarter, 14-0. A 64-yard drive, the longest of the night by the Monarchs. Trev Semrod, a 2-yard quarterback sneak. It's 21-0 with a minute 17 to go. Then Mitchell White gets the first of four picks tonight for the Monarchs. They drive, they get stopped, go for a fake field goal at the 5. It doesn't work. Again, they stop, though. The Buffaloes make them punt, and a good return to the 20. The next play, Noah Palon, a 20-yard touchdown run. It's 28-0 with 8:25 to go in the second quarter. A 32-yard field goal from Semrod with 2:33 to go in the half makes it 31-0. Then on a screen tip, Trevin Steger gets the interception, and with 25 seconds to go before halftime, a 30-yard touchdown pass from Semrod to Nathan Cover makes it 38-0 at the half. There was no scoring in the third quarter. Semrod had a pick. Corver had a pick, and that made it 4 turnovers in the ball game. Then Sam Sisko, a 20-yard touchdown run, made it 45-0 with 10:34 to go. And Gibbon tacks on the last two. Braden Snell to Corbin Hines, a 7-yard touchdown. The two-point conversion, no good. 45-6, 5:49 to go. Ricardo Ramirez does recover a fumble, and Gibbon is able to score with 24 seconds to go as Snell hits Jeff Hall on a 43-yard wheel route. The conversion, no good. That's the final score. Aquinas, 45, and Gibbon, 12. And that's your scoring wrap-up brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. Everything you need covered, wrapped up in one great insurance agent, Buffalo County Farm Bureau in Kearney. We'll wrap it up after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Well, next Thursday, Larry and I will be not far from here in Fullerton, or Wednesday, we'll be not far from here in Fullerton as Amherst rolls in. We'll have Giltner. We'll have Giltner. We'll have Kennesaw. We will have a variety of other football games on a Thursday night. I know I'm leaving somebody out, Larry, but it's going to be a busy night to Blue Hill, an afternoon game out at Hemingford. And then we'll see how next Friday progresses. Kearney Catholic moves on, but Gibbon's out, Sutton's out, St. Cecilia, our boys in Hastings will take care of that. Kearney High trying to hang on for a win.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Kearney High better get a win tonight. They will. But, no, it's kind of excited. You know, you think about where we're going to be next Wednesday night and what a great game that's going to be. And, wow, what a great game they're going to have at Duncan Field and all these that we're looking at. And then I have to remind myself, what's the second round of the playoffs? Of course we're going to see those.
And Kearney High does hold on for the 14-10 win over Norfolk. They get Omaha North. The big boys, the number one, come in next week at Foster Field. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery, and I screwed it up again. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. I think the weather has got to my head, Larry. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Gibbon 8-2, they got rolled up tonight like they hadn't in any game the last couple of years, and so it's going to hurt because it's cold. You get on the bus and you got to make the long drive home.
Yeah, they've done a nice job. They've had a tremendous season. They're well coached. They'll get the thing put together, that's for sure. But a very good Monarch football team we saw tonight, Doug.
Coming up next, the CPI Tire Scoreboard Show on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll have Merritt, we'll have Tyson, Stacy, and the whole crew back there. So CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show is coming up next here on Classic Hits. Don't forget, our next sports action is the C110 Volleyball Sub-District starting at 4:30 Monday night from Kearney High. The number one two-time defending champion Kearney Catholic Stars play Cozad. Then Minden will play Gothenburg, and the winners of the championship that night. Larry, we'll see you next week.
Can't wait.
For our producer, engineer, Stacy Johns, and Larry Baker, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us again. The final score, Aquinas 45, Gibbon 12.
The
Proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.
Purchase a set of four Mastercraft Avenger Touring LSR or Courser HSX Tour Tires, and for a limited time, CPI Mr. Tire will treat you to a $50 Visa prepaid card. Choose a set of Courser ATX or HTX tires and earn a $75 Visa prepaid card. Use your CPI Mr. Tire credit card.